Blog Talk Radio.
Girls, but they not listening.
You wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. After the whip that take me, I'm a bashy girl. Trey wanna play all day cause I'm a nasty girl. If you wanna be just like me, I'm a classy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a bashy girl. I'm a nasty girl. I'm a classy girl. If you wanna be just like me, after the whip that take me, Trey wanna play all day cause
yeah.
I'm a So there's a new barroom movement happening in Texas. Barroom Face Extraordinaire, Trey Garcon presents the Black Glamour Ball. During the legendary Dallas June 10th Pride Celebration, now known as Black Glamour Weekend. Saturday, June 15th, grand prize number one, female figure face, the unbelievable beauty, $1,000. Grand prize number two, open to all performance, all bets are on, $1,000. Grand prize number three, open to all sex sirens, the ultimate sex wager, five trophies, five cash, $500. Many grands include Butch Queen Face, in honor of the Butch Queen Face icon, Whitney Garcon, for $250. Butch Queen Pretty Boy, the real pretty boys, please stand up, for $250. Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness versus Executive Realness for $250. As well as Open to All Best Dressed Spectator for $250. Again, that's Saturday, June 15th, the second annual Black Glamour Ball presented by Trey Garcon. This ball takes place late Saturday night, early Sunday morning hours, immediately following the club event Saturday evening. Doors open at midnight. LSS starts at 1 a.m. First category called at 2 a.m. Located at the June 10th Black Glamour Weekend Host Hotel, the Park Inn by Radisson, located at 1241 West Mockingbird Lane, Dallas, Texas. Room rates are only $79. Use code June 13th when booking to receive your discounted rate. Don't forget, the following night after the Black Glamour Ball, the icon, Shania Ebony, and up-and-coming Trey Garcon are heating Dallas up with the first-ever Dallas Rumble Ball. This is one weekend you don't want to miss. Visit the official June 10th Black Glamour website for more information regarding the ball, ball categories, host hotel, and the weekend nightlife. www.blackglamweekend.com or junetenthpride.com or visit us on Facebook at Dallas Ball Scene. See you there.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada present Our Favorite Things. Windy City Black Pride Weekend, Saturday, July 6th in Chicago, Illinois. Grand prize number one, $1,000, Butch Queen Thug Realness. Grand prize number two, $1,000, open to all streetwear. Mini grand prize, $1,000, open to all tag team performance. Cash categories include open to all best dress for $250. Open to all new school legendary realness for $250. Female figure face for $250. Butch Queen in drag versus Femme Queen realness for $250. Butch Queen European runway for $250. Butch Queen All-American runway for $250. Butch Queen sex siren for $250. And Butch Queen Schoolboy Realness for $250. That's Our Favorite Thing, presented by Rodney Prodigy, Marco Herrera, and Marcus Escada. Admission, $20 before 9 p.m., $30 after. Doors open at 7 p.m., LSS at 9 p.m. sharp. This ball will start on time. Tables, $150 before June 6th. $200 after, seats 10 with refreshments, and your choice of flavored Ciroc vodka bottle service. Commentators, Jack Mizrahi and Memphis Khan. For more information, contact Rodney, Marco, or Marcus, or see the event page on Facebook at our favorite things.
These are a few of my favorite things.
Father Brandon Lovins presents World Domination 2, The Revenge Edition. Saturday, May 18th in Atlanta, Georgia. Mini Grand, Big Girl's Face for $500. This will be the first category of the evening. $500 for Butch Queen Realness, 5 trophies. Thugs versus Pretty Boy versus Schoolboy versus Executive versus Legend. One cash winner. Grand prize, $1,013 for Butch Queen Foot and Eyewear, 2013 Spring Summer Edition. That's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. Hosted by Elijah Ebony and Jay Blonick. The location, 431 Fair Street, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia. Doors open at 5 p.m., LSS at 7:30. $30 all night. First cash category will be at 8 p.m. And again, that's Mini Grand Big Girl's Face. Tables, $100. Fully stocked. And I mean fully stocked. First come, first serve. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition. For more information, contact Father Brandon Lovin on Facebook. Also, that next day, Sunday, May 19th, there will be a kickball and spades tournament. North Carolina versus South Carolina versus ATL versus Alabama versus Florida versus the DMV. No house affiliation, just state versus state. Free food and refreshments. The winners of the kickball game will receive a big trophy, and the spades winners will receive cash prizes. Again, that's the World Domination Ball 2, The Revenge Edition, Saturday, May 18th, and the kickball and spades tournament, Sunday, May 19th, in Atlanta, Georgia. And again, for more information, contact Brandon Lovin on Facebook or visit the event page for more detailed information.
Oh, Everyone, and welcome to the State of Emergency Show. This is Jasmine Couture, and I am your host. And before I get into anything, let me read all three of y'all in that little motherfucking chat room. Miss Misty Lake, whatever your name is, S-J-A-N-D, whatever, whatever, D-Love, and all the rest of y'all. If y'all do not like what is happening, y'all know what y'all can do. That's all I got to say. If you guys then don't listen, that's correct. Yes, don't listen. Okay, so because it's so late, then good night to you. Anybody else have a problem? I can care less what you guys feel or think about anything. That's what's wrong with you guys. So bottom line is, go call the chat line or do something else with your time and get the fuck off the show. That's how I feel. Damn. Okay, exactly. My God. Whoever don't like what I do around here, find something else to do with your time. There's other platforms and other things that you motherfuckers can do. I don't like half of the shit that y'all do, but I still fucking be bothered with it. So don't start. Don't even get on my nerves. Thank you for coming on the Subpoena Party of the State Emergency Show. Tonight we are going to be recapping American Idol for many reasons. And we also are going to touch up on a topic about incest and all the videos that are surfing the web and Facebook and YouTube and all the rest of that stuff. And the news feeds and things of that sort. And if you guys have something better that you guys want to talk about, definitely call in and make a topic. That's what the show is for. Half of you guys have so much to say, but don't say shit. Okay, good night to you too. Y'all should know, do not start with me. I'm not in the mood with you for y'all little people behind the screen names. Thank you. How's everybody doing? How's it going? Where's my cast at? Nobody's getting worked up at all. If I was getting worked up, it would be a mess. Nobody's getting worked up. All right, so I'm getting all these messages. Anyway, let's get the show on the road. Jason, you're on the air.
Hey, Zazzy. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
You don't let them get to you, girl. This is Kansas night, honey. They knew what this was about.
Yeah, we already said it. Press one again because you pressed one before and it was out of queue. is press 1 again. How are you? Are you feeling better?
I am. I just woke up. I don't even know how the hell I fell asleep. I was watching, caught myself watching Law & Order, the season finale. Got halfway through when the man pulled his wig off, and next thing you know, I'm asleep.
Oh, wow. The man pulled his wig off?
Some man was, he had a fetish for dressing up in women's clothes, and next thing you know, I fell asleep.
Mm-mm.
So now I'm going to have to go back and watch that.
I could never get into that show. Hold on. J-Rock, you're on the air.
I voted online. I voted on the phone 4 times. I voted.
I know that's for J-Rock.
I just thought I'd let you know.
I know
before,
that's
you know.
Right. J-Rock.
Because, you know, Jason liked to snitch and tell it and all this kind of stuff. I was just playing.
Thank you, Jay No Shade Santo. Mark, you're on the air.
Hi, Jasmine. Hey, brothers. What's up?
Hey.
Hey.
Oh, that was dry. Screw y'all. I was watching American Idol. It was good.
Bitch, screw you in your bus pass, bitch.
Are you coming for my bus pass, bitch, when you use coins to get on the bus?
I don't use coins to get on the bus. I walk, thank you.
Oh, girl. How you doing, Jasmine?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Vana, you're on the air.
Hi, everybody.
Hey, Vana.
How's everybody?
Doing good. Congratulations on your new place.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And even though I don't watch American Idol, because I'm not a really big fan of the show, I didn't need Jasmine Bourbon in my Facebook with any more of that American Idol stuff, so I did vote for the 50 votes for Candace.
Well, thank you. Thank you, guys. It's all about support and teamwork. People just can't get together and do anything and stand for anything. That's what the problem is with a lot of people. And we sit here and wonder why everybody is so miserable. There's a lot of miserable fucking bags in this fucking scene. Every day I sit here and I just notice so many fucking things, and I keep saying I'm just going to keep my mouth shut and don't worry about it.
There's definitely a lot of miserable, bitter, old, drunk queens in this scene. They're all drunk and miserable and bitter and late in their break. So you're absolutely correct about it.
They really are, my God. It's, like, really sad. I don't understand it. Like, come on, find something positive. Find something. See, look. They're just always reading. Missy, why don't you stop? Like, I pretty much really like you, but why don't you stop your shit? Come on. Sometimes you should keep your opinion to yourself. I know exactly who you are. I know exactly where you live. You know, come on. You can't ever touch me, but keep it really, really cute. Stop. I just ask everyone to stop. Oh, my God. It's just too much. Jesus Christ. Some of y'all Jersey girls really be giving it to me. Private caller, you're on the air.
Bitch ride the bus so much she need to apply for Greyhound.
And here we go. Thank you, Miss Silver. Three 4 7 4 9 2, you're on the air.
Hey, Jasmine.
Hi.
Sean.
How are you, Sean?
I'm good. Hey, Mark. Hey, Vana. Hey, Jason.
Hey,
Sean.
What's going
Sean,
on, Jeff? You know what? To be honest with you, I'm not an American Idol fan, and I haven't seen American Idol since Fantasia, to to be very honest with you.
But you still can't vote?
No, I still can vote, but I've been so busy till I haven't had time to do that. I'm sorry.
You ain't busy now.
We can all
wait for Sean.
Oh God, I'm sorry. I didn't. I just.
Correct.
You just heard Bonna come on here and say that she don't watch it. She doesn't really support it, but she sat there and still did it. You can go do it too. You got Facebook, right?
Yeah. Let me just. I don't have a problem.
I'll definitely do it. I'll definitely do that.
I think y'all only got, 2 hours left or 1 hour left or something? Y'all better get out there and start voting. Vote. And it's not the purpose of voting. I mean, yeah, it's a bigger picture, which I'm not really going to get into because y'all are a whole bunch of grown-ass motherfucking men. Y'all know the reason why y'all need to fucking vote.
Absolutely.
You're here acting like, it's all about supporting. And then y'all want people to support y'all. Come on now. Please. It's all about support. And people just can't support nothing, but they want to be the first ones to stand up. There's so much stuff going on in this world. Everybody just want to complain. But you know what? I'm not going to talk about it. So, private caller, if it's you again, I'm not doing that. This is not Tuesday night. I'm not going to do it. Private caller, you're on the air.
Greyhound hiring, bitch.
Oh, my God.
She's about to ruin it for private callers on a Wednesday.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do all that. I just want to take private callers. Where's Naima? Because I know she calls in sometimes private. After her, I'm not doing the whole private thing.
Y'all girls are
so
too. Mind me, they calling here about a bus pass, and half of them is using one.
Oh no!
Girls really kill me, honey. If I had Laura Spears on the show tonight. Releasing all this information about everybody, bottom line is everybody will be glued, and that's what y'all want. As soon as somebody talks about something different or something positive or something out of the norm of what you guys like to see day-to-day, infected dicks and all the rest of that shit, then nobody wants to say nothing. Yeah, that's what the problem is, child. I'm not going to, y'all get me started, and I'll just continue. What am I talking about right now? American Idol. Couple of things really quickly. Brandon will be coming on tonight, or he should be coming on tonight. I know he said he's going to try to take a break from work to talk about his ball, the World Domination Ball, this weekend in ATL for anyone that is going. The promoter will be on the line tonight to talk about the ball categories and the information that is needed. So please tune in tonight. Call in, and if you have any questions about the categories, like I always say, so you don't look like an idiot on the floor, like you do when you get up in the morning and look in the mirror half of the time. Because y'all got me started, D-Love. Thank you. It's so very sweetie. I'm not going to do that. I can't keep going to you when you make a comment and you laugh and stuff. It just kind of takes away from the show. Tonight, I also want to talk about incest. And I know a lot of people are like, ew, why are we talking about that? Nobody wants to talk about that. But I do want to talk about it. And I want to talk about it just a little, not something to dwell on and stuff. But I do want to talk about it. How many people on here have had an attraction for Ms. Pillsbury? Stop pressing one because I will not come to you and we just do not play that game with my show. How many people have had attraction for a relative of theirs? Be it cousin, uncle, child, father, mother. I've been seeing a couple of things on the news feed. I watched a video that was posted yesterday. At first, I thought it was going one way, and it twisted me, turned me left, right, up, down. It was just a completely twisted video. It was actually a good video, though. The way it was edited, see, I look at details on things. I don't just look at the whole basic storyline. I look for detailed information. Because I love dealing with videography, I love dealing with graphics, I love dealing with the art of movies and recording and things of that sort. I actually love the way the movie was recorded, well, the clip was recorded, edited, the sound, the lighting. I mean, I really, really love the setup. Whoever did that, it was really, really done professionally. And kudos to whoever did it. As far as the storyline, very, very twisted, very unique, and it was very, very different. It kind of had me gasping a little bit, you know, at the whole scenario. But it just kind of brought some things to my attention, because it's not the first time that I've witnessed things of that sort, as well as people have brought to my attention, you know, what would be my opinion on something like that. And then there was something on my news feed today about a 40-year-old woman who was actually doing something with her son. So I'm going to see if anyone knows any information about that as well and just kind of touch up on it. We don't really have that many shows left. I think there's two more after this, and then we're taking a break. Thank God. And we'll see you guys back in the fall. So we're pretty much going to be going free all, you know, free for all on all the shows. I mean, you know, on this show, I mean, with the topics and stuff, just kind of talking about whatever we want to talk about. And remember, the State of Emergency show is for you guys. If you guys have anything you guys want to talk about, touch up on or anything, just feel free to call in and we can create a topic for you. My inbox is always flooded with topics. So you guys have the power to bring it up and we can talk about it. Do not be afraid. A lot of people are afraid. A lot of people have so much to say behind the scenes, after a ball, inboxing, private messages and stuff. But a lot of people do not step up to the plate to say what they truly, truly feel. This is your opportunity to say something, or if you have something that's on your mind, we as me, the host, as well as the panelists, will talk about it for you. So do not be afraid to bring it to the light. I like having fun with all you guys, but do not take it to the next level, because I just don't tolerate a lot of the bullshit, and that's how I feel about it. So that's where we're going with tonight. But tonight I want to touch up on, because, you know, one thing about this generation and this community as well as this lifestyle is, it seems like the attention span of people is very short and very forgetful. You can harbor on something right now, and they will forget about it within the next hour or two. So before we get it all out of our system, what did you guys think of American Idol tonight? I know, Jason, most likely you did watch it. I've seen it on your timeline. I know J-Rock, Vaughn, and Sean, you guys don't really watch it as much. Or so, Mark, did you see it?
I did watch it. I thought it was really good. I thought when Candace did Chasing Pavements, I thought it was good. I thought she could have did a little more. The girl Cree, I don't know. It's just something about her. I don't know if it's in her eyes or if she just looks lost or whatever. It's just something about her I just don't use.
Yeah. Jason, what did you feel about it?
When Candace sung the first song, The Arms of Angels, I'm not going to lie, I literally almost started crying. And the only reason I started crying was about to cry because it made me think of that damn, when you up at like 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning and you see those commercials when about the sad animals that got killed, that's the song that they normally play. So it didn't make me think of American Idol and made me want to vote for her. It made me think of cruelty to animals. Then that second song she sung, tonight was just not Cree's night. Tonight was just like watching Hee Haw. She was just country, and it was like, really, all these songs just sound the same. You're not doing anything different. Whereas Candace, each song had its little different riffs and its runs, and it was just different. So it was like, Candace definitely won.
Okay, J-Rock, you didn't watch it, did you?
I watched. I don't watch American Idol. I am against American Idol. I'm boycotting American Idol. They picked Taylor Hicks over me. I'm done.
Okay, Vaughn? I watched bits and pieces of it. I did see the performance in the red dress of the girl, Korea, I think that's her name. That was pretty good. I definitely thought that they had, that was the best. I've watched it, like, you know, periodically over the weeks. That was the best. The last performance of Candace was the best I've seen her look since I've been watching. And I definitely like the song. It's a very old passion song, so I've heard it a lot, and I definitely think she did an amazing job. So I did watch it today.
Okay. And Sean, you didn't watch it at all, right?
No, I didn't watch it. Not at all.
Okay. If anybody is on the air and or they want to talk about it and you guys watch the show, please call in and just share with us your opinions on what took place on American Idol tonight. My opinion is, listen, and this is just how I feel, I actually like both of them. I live for Craig. I live for Candace. I definitely want to support Candace, but I do live for Craig in my own little way. Do I think that she can out-sing Candace? No, not at all. But I, like, if Craig was to release an album, and basically some of her songs probably would be kind of deep. As well as, you know, her voice is not really that bad. One thing I will say about American Idol this season is I truly, truly feel since day one, when they had the top 20, that they got it right. These last two people standing are the last two people that should be there. I know a lot of people felt that, like, Burrell and some of the other people should be up there. You know, they want to support this one, they want to support that one. But in all honesty, I do feel that those two were the last two that, you know, the last two really, really deserved it. There are some times with Candace that I loved her performances. I just could not, I just really didn't like her look. I felt that her look could have changed up a lot, like Kelly said last night, and she touched up on it, and I agree with her 100% that she should have had someone that was really, really catering to her. And helping her or something, because I just didn't like her look. Especially tonight with Cree. Cree was giving you some very similar looks throughout the season, but tonight she really changed them up as well. But as far as tonight's performance goes, I truly, truly enjoyed, in all honesty, both of them, but I did enjoy Candace much, much more. What did you guys think about this season's judges? They're already saying that Randy's not coming back next year. Nikki is not coming back next year, so forth and so on. And I'll start this off. In my opinion, my favorite judge actually was Nikki. I think Nikki kept it so real with all the contestants throughout the whole season. I think, you know, the way she critiqued them and everything was really, really on point. And I, you know, I kind of live for Mariah being like the ultimate femme queen up there, in all honesty, because that's what she was giving me. But I really think when it came to professionalism, as well as the way she critiqued them, I think Nikki did a very, very good job. What do you guys think, Jason?
I think that towards the end, Mariah got a lot better at first. She was very PC, but towards the end, she got a lot better. Nicki Minaj always came off to me as the person in the work office that's borderline sexual harassment, and they just don't know no better with some of the comments that she would make to the contestants and things like that. So for a while, that was just a little over the top to me. But towards the end, these last 3 weeks, when it's gotten down to the critical, I've somewhat respected her opinion. The country western guy, whoever he is, I think that he was just really intimidated by everybody because it was his first season and he was just scared, so he didn't really want to speak his mind. I think that with Randy, if Randy knew that this was going to be his last season, I think he would have went out with a bigger bang than what he's going out with right now.
Okay, I gotta say something again. Missy Slick, and I'm not gonna say this in a shady way. I understand what you're saying. We should be talking about LGBT issues, mature ones, crafting, hiding sexuality, tranny chasers, prostitution, and all the rest of that stuff. Let me bring something to your attention. Do we all remember the days that we were in school 5 days a week and every fucking day was always about a subject, always about class, always about what we really were supposed to be there for? After a while, it gets a little, not draining, but it just gets a little overwhelming. I have not taken a break on a Wednesday night since the show started last season. So, to kind of take a break every once in a while and not talk about the same stuff all the time and to face the issues that we face, come on, let's talk about something a little different. We can talk about current events. We can talk about things that are happening in the real world. Because why are we constantly focusing on this fantasy life or this lifestyle? Let's talk about current events every once in a while. Yes, thank you for bringing that up. I did want to talk about Tyler Perry being outed by his quote-unquote ex-lover or companion or whatever. I do want to talk about that, too. I just basically kind of feel that when we still are talking about it, it's never really changing, in all honesty. You know, it's still happening, in all honesty. Like Mark always says, it's never going to change, in all honesty. It may touch one or two people. And even personally with me, I just don't want to continue to beat a dead horse about prostitution, sexuality, STDs, every single episode. I want to talk about some of the things that I like to do that kind of take my mind away from the day-to-day activities, and I'm sure a lot of you guys do want to talk about it too. So that's my reason for doing it. So I do apologize whoever doesn't like it. That's why you got Mondays and Tuesdays to do other things. I'm only apologizing in a shady way. I really don't care. Anyway, Jay Rock. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Mark. What you were saying? It's your turn, Mark. Because Jay Rock didn't see it. Go ahead, Mark.
No, I was just saying, like, why should we have to subject ourselves to talking about that every 5 minutes when we all hang around each other on a daily basis or, you know, a weekly basis, and we could be having these private talks with each other. We don't have to have this on the air.
Yeah, in all honesty. You didn't see it, so I'm not going to talk about it. Let me go through some of these callers. Thank you, Jason. That's not what I felt about the judges. But I know that J-Rock, Mark, Vonna, and Sean, you guys don't really watch it like that, so I'm not going to hold, you know, harbor on it. 832-414, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm actually a new caller. I haven't been on talking a long time, so I kind of didn't read the subject part on what it was about. I just came in the show.
So what do you want to talk about?
Well, right now, I always have something to talk about, but the thing is, it's just about what people want to hear sometimes.
Well, he said he always has something to talk about, but it's more about what people want to hear.
Okay, well, you can talk about it. What do you want to talk about? We can talk about it.
Okay, I do a lot of writing. I'm 30 years old, and I'm a novelist. And my first book that I wrote was called Smiling Through the Pain, and it was behind... This book was behind, along with the other books, was behind a history of what I was diagnosed with. And the reason why I like to talk about it is because it brought me from one place to another.
You said a history of what?
Of what he was diagnosed with.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay.
Why am I the only one that can understand you?
Yeah, she's having a hard time trying to hear me. But
what?
I said you're having a hard time probably trying to hear me because it's wrong.
Okay, so go ahead, continue.
Well, my second book that I wrote, it was called The Other Side. I wrote it in 2011. And it was behind the concept of mental illness. And the reason why I like to elaborate on it is because the more medicine that psychiatrists gave me, the more creative my mind became.
You're saying that the more medicine that the psychiatrist gave you, the more creative your mind became?
Yeah, as a writer, you know, as a writer.
Okay.
It made me, the more I seen things in my relapses, I began to write about it, and nobody knew that. But it was kind of like imagining it, but it really happened.
Okay.
Yeah, but my goal, the reason why I write is one of my goals is to become, you know, a well-known writer, but my main objective is to reach people who are still going through what I was going through, and I want them to one day eventually see my book and just to let them know that there is another side, you know, a better side.
Well, can you tell us actually what it is that you're going through? Because we're actually a little lost. Well, I know I am.
Well, I was diagnosed. The reason why I write is because I was diagnosed with a mental illness of schizophrenia.
Okay. You were diagnosed with bipolar.
Okay.
Somebody's background is a little loud, and I can't really hear the caller. Did you say you were diagnosed as bipolar?
No, it's schizophrenia. I mean, but it's all in the same little category. People just put different titles on it.
Okay. So pretty much what you're saying is you were diagnosed with something in the same, you know, in the same line. Your medication kind of helped you out, and it actually has helped you in a way where you're able to write books about it and share your story. And that's what you want to share with people, that, you know, what is your objective with this right now? What do you want to share with people that may be going through something similar to what you're going through?
The main thing I would like to share is that when you're in those stages of depression and all that, you kind of feel like you just want to see the other side, like, you know, what's around the corner for you, but you really can't because you're stuck in this little zone. But if I can just get people to read my book, you know, it would might help them if they can see where I came from and where I am now.
Okay. Are you like in the official ballroom, or do you have a Facebook page where you can share that information with other people?
Yeah, I mean, I have a what do you call it? I have a Facebook where I do like different writings, like day to day. You know, every other day I do some. It's actually my name is Larry Smith. You can just type in Larry Smith.
How do we get your book?
Oh, you go to www.exclibris.com and just type in The Other Side, like The Other Side by Larry Smith, and it'll come up.
All right, so The Other Side by Larry Smith, and, you know, maybe, again, like I've always said, support this man. And you guys may be going through something very similar, or know someone who's going through something similar. I know a lot of people who are going through something similar. Even myself, you know, I find myself very depressed at times. Especially this past weekend, Mother said, "My God, it took a toll on me." But yeah, support this man. All right, Larry. Well, I really appreciate you calling in. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
And good luck. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hey, Randy.
Randy, go ahead and read, child. Go ahead.
Ain't nobody got time for no retarded people's book. How the fuck they write books? He's 30 years old. Say he done wrote two books. Is that Trayvon or some of Bishop's people?
It's a mess.
Yeah, it is a mess. God damn it. I don't listen to this show to listen to no special needs people. Hell, they got places for that. And they just special Olympics coming up in June. Baby, get out there and practice and get ready for it. You can go and put me back on mute now.
Granny, did you vote?
Oh, hell no. I don't watch that bullshit, Jazzy. Don't get me started. You don't want to fuck like down hell. I don't like a bunch of bullshit. I can't.
Oh, yeah. You're the only one, honey. You're the only one. All right,
it's
honey.
Okay. Do what you Oh, my God.
I can't with her. Bitch, out there on the air, honey.
Save ya.
Hey, what's up with y'all, man?
Hey.
I want to go, I'm going to let y'all know, for the past 8 months, I've listened to three radio blog shows, and then on top of that, I have a show of my own. The other radio blog show, the two radio blog shows are straight heterosexual. Last week, I got to say this. I am gay.
What?
Oh, Bishop, it's about time you came out the closet. Jasmine, can we get a clap thing?
No, don't get no clap. Nah, none of that, man. Stop, please. Because this is the state of emergency address. There should be no reading. I wanted to ask Jasmine, I was on another radio blog show, and they wouldn't let me say what I wanted to say because they talk trash about me because I represent the gay community. I wanted to ask a question. The question was on can a woman raise a child? Can she raise a child by herself? My question that I wanted to ask, and I talked to the person that was doing the board. He put me in private with him. I said, I just wanted to ask one question. But I was buffered. I don't know if y'all know what the word buffer means. Telling you something that you want to hear. And never got to ask the question. The question was that I asked him was that how do you feel? Because the past 3 years we've been going on this on and on debate in the media. How do you feel about women on women raising a child, men on men raising a child? I never got to ask that question because I actually stated it in the group, and then on top of that stated it to him when I was talking to him. He buffered me the whole time. Buffered me the whole time about the situation.
So what is the question?
What I'm saying is that for the past 8 months, I've analyzed and experienced both heterosexual, bisexual, gay, and that's what came up to my conclusion that, yeah, I am gay because I represent a whole that's struggling right now, and we all struggling in this hole.
But Bishop, you're not.
Fine, please.
The question.
But what did you say, Jasmine?
It's the question. I just want to know what is the question.
You said what was the question I asked?
Can two same sex? You said that they wouldn't allow you to ask the question. So what is your question?
Well, I just got mad because.
No, what is your question?
I got mad because I wasn't being heard on that radio show about that the question that I wanted to ask. And
but
I really wanted to
question?
Ask that
just
question.
Tell me what the question is, though.
His question
okay,
was,
just say
can
it like
two
this.
Same-sex
say it like this.
Couples have raised a child? That was his question.
Can two women raise a child? Can two women raise a child on their own to grow up?
Uh-huh.
Can two men raise a child on their own to grow up?
Uh-huh. And that is your question.
And that was my question on that radio show.
Okay. And did you want to ask the same question on this show?
What I wanted to say was to get y'all feedback on how the heterosexual community as whole. How they debate and they say, "Oh yeah, we all for the gay cause." Some say we all for the gay cause, and then half say, half knock the question off. They knock the question off. Period. It's like literally, you can work with a heterosexual person day to day, gay person day to day, but still, then again, honestly, this question needs to be answered 100%.
Why
the media has not answered that question?
Can I ask you a question? Why are you concerned about a child being raised by men and women?
Basically, because I'm mad right now. I'm mad because of the simple fact
that... See, that's something that you're going to have to deal with on your own. We can't help you with that, and neither can the heterosexual community.
I understand that, but I'm mad right now because the simple fact is that, yeah, I just found out I'm fucking gay.
Oh, my God, please.
Bishop,
okay,
I think,
Bishop.
You know what, Bishop, I'm going to tell you one thing, and I'm going to be real honest with you, and please don't take this as shade. I think majority of us on this phone, excuse me, I believe that you were gay the whole time. And I don't think that that's going to change now that you're saying that you're gay. We welcome you to the gay community if you know that you were gay.
Yes, don't be saying that. You don't speak Mark Fizes and Mark, no. You don't
ain't nobody speak for
whole,
y'all. Me.
You don't speak for the whole gay community because I got 900 people in my inbox talking about they going back into the closet because Bishop is now gay.
Bishop. All right, let's talk serious for a minute, in all honesty. Bishop, I'm just going to say this to you, and then I'm going, I don't want to talk about it no more. Bishop, whatever you are feeling inside, and we've said this to you a million times, and I'm just saying this to you sincerely, whatever you're feeling inside, all that anger, all that confusion, all that stuff, you're not going to get the answers that you need, that you're not going to get the outcome that you're looking for through these radio shows, be it this show, the heterosexual shows, the gay shows, the blogs, the Facebooks and all that stuff. Maybe you need to just find a group or something that can help you or speak with someone directly that can help you. But no matter what, and no matter how we sit here and act, you're still a part of, you have been a part of us for all this time, and we accept you for who you are. I know personally, now I'm speaking for myself, I accept you for who you are. And bottom line is, if you accept yourself, that's what you have to do is accept yourself. And I think that's a major problem, and that's, I'm done with that. But I think that's a major problem with a lot of people. People need to start learning how to accept themselves and stop debating and battling what they feel that they're going through. Find something within yourself that you like and focus on that. Stop beating yourself up for things that you feel are so wrong about you and getting so angry. You can hear it in his voice. He's angry because he's just realizing that he's gay. You know, and we can sit here and laugh at Kiki because we've known the whole time what he truly was, but who are we to really laugh and kiki at him? Because in all honesty, a lot of us have our own little issues that we have faced or still face to this day. One thing that I had a conversation with my stepmother a couple of days ago was she said this to me directly, and she's been a pastor ever since I can remember, and that's a very long time. And I listen to the kind of things that she says, and I kind of take them in. I talk to her every couple of years. And when we were talking about sexuality, the lifestyle and stuff, she brought up something to me. She said, being gay is no, and as far as when it comes to, you know, her beliefs as far as sin or judgment or anything, is no different than her going across the street and committing adultery. It's no different than the next person stealing and robbing the bank. Her opinion, and from her religious beliefs, were that if you sit here and just do anything, you know, it's not like being gay is the worst
thing or should be looked at as the abomination of everything compared to adultery, compared to robbery, compared to abuse, compared to any of that. They're all equal in her opinion. And I really listened. It was kind of good to hear that come from someone I know that was is so strong in religious beliefs, because we know that there are so many people, when we say heterosexual or when we say religion, they look at the gay lifestyle as a complete abomination of everything. But to hear that from this woman in Alabama, to hear this from a woman that has been in this practice for over 30 years, made me say, everybody, all heterosexuals or all religious people are not the same. So stop beating yourself up for these little things, because in all honesty, they're no different. They're no different than what half of the shit that these regular people and these straight people are doing. That's just my opinion, but I don't want to talk about all that. Here we go, talking about the serious shit.
I think it was a... Either it was attention when it comes to Bishop, or maybe he had a case of his bipolar acting up. One of the two.
Child, that man didn't know he was gay, baby. We're going to stop sitting up here playing and acting like, I'm not even going to go there. I apologize. I'm so glad you found yourself, because I'm not going to be the mean one this week. I'm glad you found yourself. I don't know why it took you so long to do so after all the lewd acts that you've committed already. But since you just now found yourself, then, you know, good day to you, sir.
But you know what? I'm going to use that as an example, Lana. There's a lot of things that we know about certain individuals.
Right,
sometimes people just do not like to face the facts about something that they're dealing with. I'm dealing with that with someone now, that someone who has very, very, very strong anger issues. And it's to the point where when this person has anger issues, it's like a wrath come. You know, the wrath
right.
of them being so angry that sometimes you got to sit there and be like, oh, my God, like, are you really, why do you get so angry? And it's not anger like this person is breaking things, punching walls and stuff, but
right.
you see the anger in them. And when they're angry, they make you know it. They make you feel it. And they don't want to really admit that it's a problem. And that's what a lot of people think. They don't want to admit that they have this issue. It can be controlling issues. It can be bossy issues, i.e. me. I'm very bossy. And I have
me
to
too.
Watch that about myself. But I think that comes with the territory of who I, you know, was and who I am and what I've gained in life. But I don't mean to be bossy. But when people tell me,
you
you're just bossy. Yeah, if people tell me you're so bossy, I'm like, no, I'm not bossy. And
but guess what the difference is, sis? Like, no shame. The difference is you understand it. Now, either you're working towards fixing it or you own it.
Exactly.
Like me, I'm controlling, I'm bossy, I'm bitchy, and sometimes I can be angry. All of those things I accept and I embrace, because either you like me and you deal with them, or you don't like me and fuck off. But I'm not about to sit up here and be like, oh, my God, today I just found out, y'all, that I go ham on people sometimes for no reason. Oh, my God, I'm just so shocked about it. Get the fuck out of here. I'm like over 30 years old. So I'm not going to say, oh, my God, today I just realized, girl, after I sucked this boy dick, that I'm so gay. I did not understand that until today. Girl, fucking please. Like, we're going to stop being. Baby, you're being gay. You have fast forwarded. You have sat up here and you talk about getting fucked in your butt and stuff. And you just now figuring out that you are gay. After all of this time, I stopped this man 20 years ago and he died. But I'm just figuring out today after I watched Unsolved Mysteries that I'm a murderer. Come on now.
Because he wants attention. He likes attention. He thrives off
of
it.
Exactly. That's all it is. You want to hear what needs you. You want to hear what's going off. You want to hear what we got to say. You want us to mute you. You want us to go to all this. You can say, man, see, man, y'all doing this to me, man. Oh, that's what you do.
Can you know what? Can I say something? I'm just going to say this, and then I'm going to leave it alone. Okay, we've all known for whatever reasons, from the fact that he came to Gagawin until now, that Bishop was that there was something there. A lot of us sometimes are just in denial about something because, I mean, right now I'm literally confused because just last week he had a girlfriend. So how do you explain to your girlfriend this week that you're gay? But you know what? We're not – that this is Candace Knight. This ain't about Bishop. Bishop.
But Jason, remember that he walked to Gagawin. And he walked there. I'm gay as hell, and I'm not walking to no ball. Period.
So,
all right,
somebody's
background is carrying. Nick, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hey.
I am so sorry, Jazzy. I was asleep. I went to sleep. I took a nap after 9 o'clock, honey.
Everybody,
this is Naima.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, Naima.
Hey, I just want to say I just woke up. I gagged. I was like, oh, shit, bitch. It's after 12 o'clock. I said, let me call the show. I said, I know Jazzy is reading me in every language but the right one. And I said, oh, let me call in there. But I was sleep. After American Idol went on, I went to sleep.
That's what I
took myself a little nap, and I said I'll be back up in time. And time woke up till about just a little second ago.
Did you get a chance to vote?
Oh yeah, I voted for her like 5 times, and then I was tired. I was doing a lot today, dealing with my mother, and I came in this house when I finally got in here. I watched American Idol. I heard from 8 o'clock until 9, and then I voted 5 times for her. I was like, shit, I'm tired. And I laid out. I watched. So you say you can dance for a little bit, and I was like, all right, I'm done. And I took a nap, and that nap turned into just a little second ago.
Yeah, I took a nap earlier about maybe 7 o'clock, and I woke up. I think it was 6 o'clock, and I woke up at 8. I don't know. I've been taking naps lately, but I've been doing a lot lately as well. So. And then this heat is, you know, it's sun. I'm getting so dark. Really quickly, I wanted to ask Naima, what did you think of, because I don't want to really continue to, it's already, you know, going past that time frame. I don't want to, I just want to kind of move over to the next subject, I mean, next topic a little bit. But Naima, what did you think of American Idol tonight?
For me to have only watched American Idol when they was going around to the different cities doing the auditions, and then I had watched it sparingly here and there. Tonight, Miss Candace, that bitch made me know it. Mm-hmm. It's no shade. She made me know it. And something would be really wrong with those girls at Idol if they let that white child win. I'm not a racist, let me say this. But if they let that other child win, it's no shade. Miss St. Nate,
if you have to say that,
excuse me?
If you have to say that, we're racist.
Okay, well, anyway, if they let old girl win, It would be shade. But if y'all ever noticed that anytime when it comes up with American Idol, whoever the runner up always winds up getting a contract too. If y'all ever paid attention to the history of American Idol, but I just want her to win. It's no shade because it kind of makes me wish I would have followed her from when it all first started all the way up until now. But it's fine though because they definitely say the best for Leia, especially that Leia song that she's singing and everything like that. Like Miss Thing is a powerhouse. She ain't played no radio with the other child tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And the look in her face and the confidence, like, yeah, bitch, you got this in the bag. Even Nicki Minaj, her late ass, she knew it. She knew Miss Thing got it in the bag.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I hope a lot of people support her. I know like Nicki's, you know, Twitter is always going crazy for Candace. She has so many followers, you know. People are really, you know, supporting her. I think a lot of people are supporting Candace based on, you know, just people in general that, you know, they're following, like Nicki, like, you know, Mariah, things of that sort. So all we could do is wish her the best. Private caller, you're on the air.
Hello, everyone.
Charlie.
Yeah, how you doing?
I was just thinking about, I was about to send you a message.
Y'all sure this is Kelly? It sounds like her roommate.
I've been on the phone. I've been on the phone since y'all came on the air. I was just listening. My house number comes up private now. But I've been here just listening.
You call Dolskin and get the number.
So okay. What's your opinion on everything, Kelly?
My opinion on what? On Candace?
Yeah.
Bishop being gay.
Listen, my opinion on Candace is just like my opinion is, like, if she doesn't win, I honestly believe, just like I believe with what you call it, America's Next Dance Crew, Miss Thing, you know, it's up to the producers and things, honey. Because there's no way that, you know, my daughter should have been kicked off. And if Candace doesn't win, bitch, I think it's the producers.
Jasmine, did y'all talk about that video? Remember you wanted me to watch
it? We're about to get into that. I just got a message from Father Rodney Prodigy. He said, tell the missionaries, I haven't watched one episode of American Idol, but I voted 8 times for you, Jasmine. I'm a team player. I know that's right. Father, thank you so much, Rodney. That's all I was asking for. That's all that Kelly was asking for. She's to be a part of the team.
Well, that's right, honey. I wanna wish my sister from Boston, Tisha Tsunami, a happy birthday. It's definitely her birthday. And I wanna wish the icon, James Icon, a happy birthday. It's his birthday today.
Happy birthday.
And Showstopper Revlon, I wanna wish him a happy birthday. And I also wanna wish Ken Mizrahi a happy birthday. Those are all the people on my list. How y'all doing?
Happy birthday. Isn't it Jay Blunt's birthday?
That was yesterday. Why are you holding out?
You
say y'all see us real dry, like the commentator, real dry.
Happy birthday, Jay, to the icon and founder, Jay Manolo Blahnik. I did not say that. That was Mother Amaya Revlon.
Baby,
you know I have to pick. You know, anytime y'all say something, honey, I gotta put my disclaimer out there, Miss Day, because you know
they say the girls say
like,
I was gonna blame it on Kelly.
I don't want anybody to even feel that kind of way. Like, I hate Jay, because the first thing people say about me. I love Jay. I just definitely do not. I'm not a fan of the commentating. I like his music, but I'm not a fan of the commentating.
I want the girl sending no more emails in.
Yeah, I don't want nobody in my can be death threats or nothing. I definitely like Jay as a person. I definitely like his music. I definitely would not purchase him as a commentator for Paul.
Miss A, the girls cannot let me change my hairstyle by myself, Miss A. Every time I change my hairstyle, the girls got to change their hairstyle, Miss A. I'm really starting to see it's monkey see, monkey do.
Who are you talking about?
I ain't putting nobody name out there, but you know,
I saw something on Facebook the other day, and maybe the day you put your hairstyle up, that was kind of a homage to you. Somebody had asked Athena Khan, who would she like to battle on the floor, and she said she would love to battle her Aunt Kelly because she feels that you have a lot to teach her as far as walking real and as far as being proud of a big girl.
Hold on 1 minute. Okay, these are my cigarettes. I paid for these cigarettes by myself. No, I don't come out here talking about you said you would have no more cigarettes. Excuse me?
Uh-uh.
And I'll decide to, I will. Don't come out here questioning me. These are mine. Like I told you, if you want anything, you have to go out there and get it. Nobody don't give you any. I don't even just give you anything. I ain't one of those other film queens that you mess with.
Oh.
I'm your mother.
Oh, Kelly, is that necessary?
Yes, it is.
Jeez.
I'm going to come and talk about, I thought you said you ain't have no more motherfucking cigarettes. These are my motherfucking cigarettes, bitch. I bust my ass to get these motherfucking cigarettes.
Damn, is it a recession that bad?
Yeah, right. You're right. They 14 dollars in New York, J Rock. Cause you crazy. Yeah, I'm about to say that 14 15 dollars. It's a motherfucking, let me tell you something, it's a motherfucking, it's a great, it's a great motherfucking depression for motherfucking me, bitch. Okay, I'm gonna be 100% honest with you, I'm gonna be 100% honest, bitch. I'm motherfucking, I'm living dollar to motherfucking dollar, mistake. Okay.
Ever since these people been looking at us, mistake, girl, I have stopped doing what I was doing, bitch. It's hard out here for a motherfucking bitch right motherfucking now. And y'all can ask Jeff, it is hard, bitch, okay? Bitch, I have
to make everything
motherfucking stretch, because, bitch, I ain't trying to get in no trouble or anything, bitch, and a bitch see me up on TV and get the, oh, she was just up in here the other day.
Well, I'm standing outside the store right now, and it says $45.49 per carton.
Well, won't you send me a card for my birthday? I'll inbox you my address.
Oh, damn, you do that. I will do that.
They literally are $14 and some change in New York.
Are you
like,
serious?
Yes, they're
$14. A card of cigarettes is $125 up here.
Well, send me your address and your brand, Kelly.
Kelly, you and I need to talk business, honey. Because, baby, they only like $50 over here.
Baby, yeah, baby. When I tell you, the people at the store, every time I go out of state, the people at the store be trying to give me money to go and bring no cartons back when I be going down to Virginia and stuff. Okay, you can buy a pack of cigarettes from the people for $7 up here. Okay, and they make a good killing, honey, selling these cigarettes.
What I've heard also from someone is that some of the cigarettes in New York that cost, I think they, like you said, the $7 cigarettes, they actually are causing, like, they cause them to have, like, health issues, like coughing and their throat and everything. Like, it's a different brand.
Huh.
Have you run across that?
No, because the cigarettes that we get, the seal is on them. Hello. The seal is on them. They're just not from New York. They're from, like, Virginia or North Carolina.
Well, evidently,
hello.
The cigarettes.
Hello.
Who the fuck is she?
Oh, Jasmine. You know how crackheads do. They go to stores and they steal like cartons of cigarettes and they sell them on the store. Like when you get off the train station here in Chicago, you know, it's a crackhead guy sat with a bag of cigarettes and he sells them to you for $5 out of a bag of cigarettes. I usually buy 4 or 5 of them when I get off the train.
Well, yeah, but she told me that the cigarettes that she buys for $7 really bother her. So when I'm able to send cigarettes from Florida, the cigarettes from Florida don't bother her. But they're
all
the same brand.
Well, the cigarettes really to the person in the chat room, baby. I've been smoking cigarettes since I've been motherfucking 15 years old, baby. They ain't got nothing to do with my motherfucking weight about me smoking cigarettes, honey. I got so much fucking stress. Okay, baby, I can be big and I can smoke cigarettes. I can be small and smoke cigarettes. But in other news, breaking news, Mother Erica Levin just got beat up out of her wig and her shoes by Butch Queen.
Oh my God.
Is that the same Butch Queen she cut in the finger?
I don't know, but baby, it just came in my inbox.
Is this confirmed or is it alleged?
Oh, wait, hold on. They type in, they listening to the show, so they type in, hold on. It's confirmed.
they said,
oh, wait, hold on. Can you give me the tea? Are you on site? Oh, okay, I got it now.
Oh, no.
Honey, yes. Honey, hold on. They typing me right now, and I guess they on site as she got beat. So they typing back. Oh, it just happened on 13th and Locust.
Oh, that's no name. And they're giving you live reports. I love a live reporter.
Action. Okay. Okay, well, we're not going to talk about that. For all that damn violence and shit. Naima, did you fall back to sleep?
Hold on, I'm here. I had muted my phone.
Oh, I thought she was still trying to get over to Jason's house to fix that PlayStation.
Keep quiet.
And it's still not working. I'm so upset.
You worry about if I get over there to see Dawson.
Yeah, so go ahead, Jazzy.
We're going to change the topic up a little bit about American Idol and all that stuff. We're going to talk about this incest stuff. How many of you guys seen that video that was surfing around yesterday? Jason, you said you've seen it already, right?
I've seen it. I saw that video a couple of months ago.
Okay, Mark, you seen it?
Yeah, I saw that video also a couple of months ago.
And Lana told me she's seen it. Sean, did you see it?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay. And Naima, did you get a chance to watch it?
Yeah, I watched it today. Earlier day when I had a break, I had watched it. I think it was like a half an hour or 35 minutes or something like that.
Yeah. Kelly, did you get a chance to watch it?
No.
Okay. And J-Rock, did you watch it?
Yes, I saw it.
Okay. What is your opinion overall on it? I'm gonna start with Jason.
That is something. That's a new let me see. Okay, let me get my thoughts together. It was actually shocking to me because I'm used to hearing the stories of parents molesting their children, but to see a twist where the child was actually molesting the father was actually shocking to me. The fact that it was happening in a black home, although I'm not going to say that doesn't happen in our homes, it happens, but it's just not something that we as black people talk about or we ever bring up. I mean, it's always swept under the carpet. It's kept in the bag. You take it to your grave. You turn a blind eye. That's all I'll say for right. That's all I'll say for right now.
All right, Mark, your opinion?
I thought it was disgusting.
The
thing about it is that I guess mentally I was able to deal with it because I've seen, you know, it's no different from watching a child beat up their parent. So I mean, I guess I've kind of seen it all before. I just thought it was really disturbing to actually watch. You know, on the internet, but it really was just like, it's not unheard of, you know what I mean? Because you have children that do all types of things to their parents, and some people just don't know about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Bonna?
I saw a lot more than a few months ago. For me, it was really, really long time ago when I've seen it. But I was just really, when I first saw it, I had to watch it like a few times. I was really in gag nation about it all, but it kind of was a relief to see, so that people can see that it is other things outside of, you know, rape, I guess other sides of rape, so that people can get an understanding that, you know, it comes in more than just one form. It's just like if you see, you know, a wife beating her husband or something like that, you know, it gives people a more of a different perception of abuse and traumas. But I was just purely gagging, and like Mark said, I was just disgusted, but I was glad that it was just something to be seen and to be discussed so that people can see other sides of, you know, hurt, pain, drama, and trauma.
Okay, and that's a very good statement. Now, Naima, Sean, you didn't see it, so I'm going to go to Naima. Naima?
Well, in the midst of everything I was doing today, and when I finally sat down and did that, that kind of disturbed me for the rest of the evening. I gagged. I think that would really sum it up for me. Like I really gagged at how the father was just traumatized like that. But I gagged just even more from the mother because she paid it from the graduation. Like, it was just, yeah.
It was a wedding.
Yeah, it just really disturbed me. Like, I was like, wow, bitch, this was deep.
Okay, and J-Rock?
Well, when I look at stuff, I like, because I already know it's a movie or whatever, I don't just gag off the whole movie. I think that a lot of people was missing some very important points in that movie, because yes, the lady paid it, but there was a reason for her paying it. Because if y'all could see, like, the pain in the boy's eyes and all this stuff, when he kept saying, you started this, you asked for this, you did this, nobody was catching that. So it was kind of like, and then when the mother came to him at the end and told him, the night that your father brought you home from prom, he was very distraught. So that was when he was 18, which means he was younger. The father was younger. So he was very distraught. This man kept trying to write a book and kept trying to give himself away. I honestly believe that the dad was molesting the son, and the son was in love with him. I really do. Like, look at it again. No, look at it again.
I can see that. I can see that.
No.
Pay
attention.
No, okay.
I can see
where
J-Rock is coming with that.
Listen. When he tried to leave, this is what made me think that. When he tried to leave, this is why you got to look at movies like that, them underground movies like that. It always has a twist to it. When he tried to leave, he told him, you started this. And the mom said, what happened at your prom that made your dad so distraught? That his dad was young when he was 18. This is a long time after the prom.
Okay, no. You're missing watching it from the beginning. Now,
I'm
not saying that you missed it like you didn't see it. But I'm saying that you're missing the point because you're skipping all the way to the prom. But you have to remember that this young adolescent boy at 11 and 12 was doing this to his father before you're shooting years up into the prom. But he has been doing this. The masturbation with the picture, he was still a child when he was masturbating with that picture. When he went to the bathtub for the first time, he was still an adolescent at that time. I believe that the twist of the story is that people would not phantom to believe that to the best, if that boy was to say something about it, no one would believe him and would believe the dad and say that my son is raping me. No one in the whole entire world would have believed that. So the twist of it was that if something can happen to you that you can tell no one, the father was distraught, the father was hurt, the father was trying his best not to participate, but he knew that the second he told his son, not tonight or no more, that his son could have went to his mom and said, dad is raping me. And what would he have been able to say? That he forced me?
Yeah.
Hey, okay, I see where you come from. Okay, never mind. Like I said, I can see where you're coming from, but like I said, at the end, the mom was paying it because she already knew. She hated both of them. She hated both of them.
Yeah, I agree to that. I definitely agree to that.
She hated the son because once he got grown and all this stuff, she felt that you should have told me or either whatever, or either he should have told me, but she hated both of them. That's why she turned the TV up like, well, I don't know who is wrong or who is what, so I'm going to turn this TV up and let y'all just kill each other. But the boy was mentally disturbed.
Okay, for those of you who have not watched this video or don't even know, have a clue of what we're talking about a video that was made, it's like a little mini movie that was made very professional about a black family and about, it's in the official ballroom. Can somebody put it in the top of the official ballroom? Because I'm not at my computer. Can somebody post it in both of the rooms, please, so people can go to it? It's pretty much about a boy, like Rhonda said, at a very, very young age, had an attraction for his father. It started off with the boy masturbating to a photo of his father. And the father, you know, was like a little twist. But, you know, it starts off with the boy masturbating to a picture. We don't see the picture. The father actually walks in the room and says, oh, no, you know, like he caught the boy masturbating. The boy was very embarrassed. The father sits down and consoles the boy, stating that it's okay to masturbate. You know, we all have done it. It don't feel like it's a taboo. Don't feel like it's the worst thing in the world. You know, the first thing the boy says is, dad, do you do it? And the father says, yeah, I've done it. You know, we all do it. It's, you know, it's not a sin. You know, we all do it. It's okay, and it's okay to
feel that way, and it's okay to, you know, it's natural, and don't look at yourself as a bad person. The father was just pretty much consoling him as a father would, and, you know, telling him, you know, no matter what you do or how you feel within yourself, I will always love you. You know, I'm here for you. And I'm not sure if, you know, the way the father treated him by always being understanding and kind to him, that that's why the boy just continues to have this attraction for him. But, you know, the twist was is that when the father walked out and the boy looked at the picture again and put the picture down, it was actually a picture of his father with no shirt on. And then it automatically goes a few years later as they're taking a family photograph and you see the little boy just looking at his dad like his dad is just like a star. You can see the love in his eyes. And his mother kind of knew back then as well, I think, because his mother kept twisting the head, like, stop looking at him and look at the camera. Stop looking at him and look at the camera. And then it goes into the man's actual wedding, you know, and the wedding photos, and the boy's like, thank you, Dad, but it's, you know, holding his dad's back and it squeezes his ass. And that's when you can see the pain in his father's eyes. But I'm not going to tell you exactly all about it. You know, watch the video. But, yes, everybody made some good points about it. My opinion about it is the same thing that, like, Lana was saying as well. You know, it may be a little disturbing, but it's also good to know that there are things out there that are not just what we always seem and the way we're always looked at. As well as what Jason said, like with the mother, you know, a lot of things are always swept underneath the carpet. And we just do not know. It's like a taboo to talk about it. You know, it's just really sad. A lot of people go through a lot of things. And I know that there's a lot of people out there listening that have personally went through so many things when it comes to people being raped as well as molested, as well as touched, you know, physically, emotionally, verbally, you know, little things of that sort. But then when we start seeing, you know, the mothers and the fathers with their biological children, or, you know, vice versa, in this instance, you know, the worst scene in that in that show, in that movie, or that mini movie, was when what he did to him in the bathroom, that's what really got me. And then when the mother just turns the TV up and she, you know, she can hear the husband screaming, and the man is just raped him, you know, the boy raped his father in the bathtub. It was just the most, you know, it was just so disturbing. But how different is it when you see an adult raping a child in the bathtub? You know, we've seen, we've heard of that or seen that or were witness to that, you know. So it's very, very, you know, it's a crazy world out there. It really is. I want to ask everyone's opinion when it comes to incest, because that's what that's all about. I know a lot of people may not agree to it. A lot of people may not say or admit to it. But, I mean, let's just, you know, play the card. Has anyone ever been attracted to a family member of theirs? Jason?
I was attracted to a couple of my cousins and my stepbrother.
Okay. Mark?
Oh, no, I don't even like half of my family.
He lied.
You don't know about mine.
Not necessarily like family, like blood family, but like through marriage kind of thing, yeah.
Okay. Sean?
No, not none of them.
Okay. Naima?
I was attracted to my cousin, and the shade is I think he's attracted to me because he's just a little too friendly with me.
To this day.
Kelly?
You said what, love?
Have you ever been attracted to any family members of yours?
I had sex with family members.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my
if
God.
Anybody was going to keep it real, it would be her. Do you want
to bologna and cheese, honey.
All right, I told y'all this story before. Me and my cousin was having sex for years, honey, until my grandmother walked in on us in the living room.
And bust that right up.
honey. She ain't busted up, honey. She said, I'm calling your mother and I'm calling your father, and he had to go, you know, because I was grandma's favorite, honey. But, you know, he still was busting these cakes up for years.
Kelly.
It's like, and now, but to catch the shade is to say he went to jail and everything and got out of jail, baby, and everything. And he's the fiercest one out of everybody, bitch, okay? Naima.
Yeah.
You remember when you was at the cookout and I was about to fight that cousin at the cookout?
Yeah.
That one, honey, baby. He don't see me or anything, honey, but we used to cut it down, honey. He went to
the
cookout and everything.
Oh, wow. Yeah, bitch, he's fierce. he's a stern set, bitch.
J-Rock, have you ever had an attraction for a family member?
No. I can't even have an attraction to my shipmates.
But I know what you do have attraction to.
Don't start that. All right, if anybody wants to touch upon tonight's topic, please call in if you want to share, if you want to block your voice, block your number and maybe share a story with us. Every once in a while, we do get some deep people that talk about different issues, so feel free to call in and share with us anything that you want. Granny, I don't want to go to you if you're going to start that reading stuff. I need you to be, it's impossible for you to be serious, but I guess we'll just add a little laughter now. Granny, you're on the air.
Yeah, wait a minute. I ain't calling in to read nobody now. I've got serious questions.
Okay.
But before I get to the question, Kelly, you nasty.
Why am I nasty? Hello?
Now, you know that's just nasty. Even though y'all can't have babies, y'all still related. Hey, that's just nasty. Now, what I want to know is, now, when y'all was talking about that daddy and the son, who was zooming who in this?
Okay,
I'm
going to
get my opinion first. I think that the father was doing the son at first, and then the son flipped the script on the father.
But that's what J-Rock just said.
Okay.
No,
I wanted to ask, when they were talking
about
that movie, who the hell was fucking who? I don't
think
it started
off very oral. Yeah, there was a scene that was oral where the son was sucking, let's just talk in our terms. There was a scene at the wedding where the boy was sucking his father's dick. He, you know, pulled his pants down and was sucking his dick, and the father acted like he was just completely disgusted. And then there was another scene when the father was in the bathtub and the boy pulled his pants out and fucked his father in the bathtub, raped him in the bathtub. So the son was fucking his father.
I believe so, too.
And how old was the son and how old was the father at that time
It changed ages. It changed ages, like a few times.
Yeah, I mean, when it came to this point, the boy looked like he probably was in his mid-20s. You know, at this point, you know, he just got married and stuff, so he maybe was in his mid-20s or so. The father had to maybe be in his, I don't know, 40s, 50s. I'm not sure. He was an older man, you know, like very old, very fresh.
That sounds like one of them callers that be calling in here. They needed some medication then to be committed. And how the hell... your peen get hard and something so goddamn, you know, so tragic and horrific. How in the hell can you get your peen to get erect?
No, Granny, you'd be surprised with what people respond to or, you know, catch a hard-on for, you know, when it's done to them. Even with the same-sex people who say that they're not gay, if a man touches another man to an extent, he can get erect, Granny.
And that's why I said they needed meds. One of them needed meds, goddammit. Hell, that was way past schizo.
Yeah. All right, Granny. I will go to the official ballroom because I know the video is surfing in there. If somebody could do me a favor as I go to the next caller, can somebody find that other news feed that I seen earlier today about a 40-year-old woman and her son?
That article is about, I think that that's in Africa. And the woman's excuse was when her husband died, her husband had all this money, and she basically raised her, pay for her son to go to school and college. And now that he was about to start his career, she was not going to let some other woman come in there and benefit from her sending him to school, all the money that he was about to make. So somehow or another, in that process, they fell in love. And she would rather marry him than marry one of her husband's brothers.
Okay, I just found it. It says, shocking 40-year-old mother who is sleeping with her son is now pregnant from him and wants to marry him. A mother and her son have done the unthinkable. They have fallen in love with one another, and now they want to marry since she is 6 months pregnant and accepting her first child. Accepting her son's first child.
Well, that child might have some type of deformity or something, child.
Yeah, most definitely. But, yeah, it does look like it's somewhere else because they talk about it, a village and all that stuff. 215-500, you're on the air. 215-500, you're on the air.
Just listening, I'm sorry.
Okay, Father, thank you for just listening.
But Jazz, I have a question before it slipped my mind because this is something that I've always wanted to ask ever since I watched Desperate Housewives. Do any of you know any people like that mother and people like Bree that can, like, take a tragic fucking situation, turn around and just smile like ain't nothing going on? I'm like,
yes.
Wow.
Yes.
I know firsthand.
That has to be a cold-hearted motherfucker to, they can see something very tragic.
You can't say just cold-hearted. Some people do cold-hearted things within a moment. It's not like they're, you know, really cold-hearted, but sometimes people get in a groove and can do some really vicious things within a moment. I'm telling you. It's not.
What are you talking about with Bree, J-Rock? What do you mean? Like, what
okay, because Bree was like the perfect woman, no matter what happened with her son, with her husband, with her being the whore of the town. No matter what happened, when you came to Bree, she made you scones. She had, you know, she was happy. She had a smile on her face. This bitch got arrested in her front yard and said, check on the scones. And all. This, you could never break this bitch. She was always smiling no matter what happened with the death of her husband, with everything. She still always smiled. No one could ever catch her.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to explain something to you. And I speak from personal experience with this.
Okay.
A lot of people go through so much things in their life that they have to have that faith. They have to have that belief because it's the only thing that left that they can hold on to. And they just cannot, because they're always that one rock for everyone. They're always that one that's there for everyone, as you noticed, like with Desperate Housewives and Bree. When everybody had issues, they always went to her. If they had a question, if it was about this, if it was about that, if it was about the child, if it was about money, if it was about a job, if it was about anything, everybody went to Bree because she was that rock for everybody in that neighborhood. But because she had to play that role to always be there for her, I mean, to be there for everybody else, when she was going through stuff, she could not let her guard down because she was like the savior. And how could the savior now reach out to other people for help? So she had to always play that role, that everything was okay, when deep down inside, it was eating her alive and destroying her within. Hence the reason why she had the, you know, became the alcoholic, had a drinking problem, and all the things that they, you know, she had to do that she went through. You know, when her son killed, the woman, Carlos's wife. You know, when all this stuff happened, everybody came to her. She was the rock. There's a lot of people out there that have to play the strong role, even single moms. You know, now we talk about mothers and parents out there, they have their children, and they have to be strong for their children. They can't let the children see the weak side, because then when the child, you know, sees the mother weak, then anything can happen. So they have to play this role. They have to always be strong and strong and strong. But best believe, that's what those bathrooms are for. That's the reason why these people, you know, they go and they're sitting there crying and beating themselves up and they're alone and they break down and they reach out to something, because sometimes it's hard and it just gets overwhelming. But go ahead, yes.
No, the only reason I asked is because somebody told me that I am, like, cold-hearted. I have no feelings and stuff like that, because they make – those type of people make me think of me. Like, it's like I refuse to cry in front of anybody. I refuse to let anybody know my weakness or anything. But the thing about it is, like, the whole fucking world – comes to me for everything. Like, I just got all this shit together, but it's like I can't tell nobody, not a fucking soul, what's going on with me, because they just pay it, because they think I'm just over exaggerating. They think that, oh, you fine, ain't nothing going on with you, but whatever. And everybody, everything I do, from family to job to friends to everybody. And I was just like, I just wanted to make sure that I am not looked at as cold-hearted, and because I'm like, that's crazy. Because like, just like you said about the person that...
The most dangerous thing in the world is a man that can read
J-Rock, your phone.
I think one of the most dangerous things in the world is to find someone that is sweet, compassionate, and kind, but have control issues. Because they get... It's not that they're mad at you. They're getting more angry that they allowed themselves to even get mad at you, and you took control of their mind to even make them mad. So they get fierce and so mad, now they will make you know it. So that's just, that was just something that I just asked, because, like, when I looked at Bree and I looked, like, at that mother, like, they just paying tragedy and paying stuff like that, I was like, sometimes I ask myself, how did I pay that? You know? So, I don't know. Maybe it's growing up and drug violence and all this kind of shit and all that, but I don't know. Just thought I'd ask.
Yeah, the girls are lost with what you're talking about there.
If they're lost,
you don't
then
have to
explain they stupid.
You don't have to explain it. You don't have to explain
it. I'm not going to explain it. It don't take a rocket scientist to see what the fuck I'm talking about.
Okay. 215-460, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Yeah, Chad, go ahead. You ain't got to keep saying hello.
My bad. I want to comment on the video y'all been talking about on the YouTube thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't think it was the dad or the son was miscommunicating what the father was saying?
When the father came in there, and he had the picture in his hand, so unless it was something
right.
else to this story before this.
No, but I'm saying, though, like, the father didn't know the son was masturbating to his picture. But the father was telling the son that it was okay to masturbate. It's normal. That's why the son asked the father, did he do it too? He asked him twice.
I see what you're saying. I see exactly what you're saying. There's a possibility. But, I mean, like, okay. Thank you, caller. I see what you're saying, but, like, you know, again, he was already doing it, but maybe he felt that it was okay to do it, you know, after the father gave him the okay. Like, you know, like, it's okay to do it. You know, I see what the caller's going on, but the attraction was always there. Evidently, the boy was attracted to his father this whole time. But I see what you're saying. He probably continued to do it because, you know, the father gave him the okay, not really knowing that, you know, it was a picture of him the whole time. You know. Okay. Somebody else had pressed one. Please press one again, Chad. Y'all about to make me play some music. I need some. All right, where else do you want to go with this topic, or where do you guys want to go now that I'm done with it? Hello.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty much excited about Scandal. I want that, if anything.
Oh, that's what we talk about that in 33 minutes. We'll get to Scandal.
Let's talk about mind control.
Let's talk about mind
control.
Control machine.
Mind control? What are you talking about?
Never mind. Y'all act like y'all just don't know shit. I said let's talk about control issues, anger, and what brings people to that point.
Well, Jay,
No shade. Hold on. No shade. All these motherfuckers out here are blasting folks in the mouth, fighting folks, going off, just angry. What the fuck? Why are you mad? What brings people to losing their fucking mind? Is everybody that's gay on the short retarded bus these days?
I think when
we talked about this already. I'm trying not to rekindle all these other episodes from months ago.
Oh.
We talked about all the anger issues, and it's the same bullshit. We talked about all the fighting bullshit. Incest, and nobody wants to talk about that. So bitches don't want to talk about nothing. That's how y'all gonna get a motherfucking break. that's what it all boils down to. Let me see what else I could stir up and make y'all all hang up on. Let me see.
In the meantime, can I say something?
Yes, same.
I'll tell you another reason why the girls is about to get angry even more. It's because when they spray that motherfucking gas in them doggone tunnels, honey, that's going to stir the girls up too after that. But it's okay, though. I sent the email to Good Morning America, and I sent one to Kelly and Michael, and I sent one to the Channel 7 news because I was just like, how come none of y'all are talking about it? Like, I slightly went off in the email. Like, how come nobody is talking about, like, these gases in there and it being okay?
Well, what are they using the gases for?
So they said Homeland, catch it now, Homeland Security wants to test out how gases, if New York City were to have like a biological weapon or some type of SARS or, you know, anthrax or whatever like that or whatever was pumped through the tunnel or somebody were released it, they want to see how it would travel over a period of 30 days. Now, I had talked about this last week, and I went off about it. And I say it's me personally, I think that they're doing something, but they want to put it out there to say that, oh, well, we're just testing, it's harmless, it's odorless and everything. But in the picture, you have to get into the whole picture. In one corner of the picture, there's a man or a woman, whoever, with a gas mask on, and they say they're going to be releasing it from July the 1st to the 30th. And I just feel like because of the millions or billions or whatever people that's in New York City, that they are going to turn y'all. They're going to turn the girls. Like, I just really have an eerie fucking feeling like this is it. Like, if they are so, people are so dumbed down now in society and so worried about who's fucking Kim Kardashian and if Beyonce is pregnant or not now, that they are overlooking what really is going on in their backyard. And what's going on in their backyard is that, bitch, you got motherfuckers coming up through there, bitch, that's about to turn you. It's almost like the thing of not to get, you know, because I know we have certain person on this line, so I'm not going religious right now, but it's like the old saying where, you know, when God comes or whatever, like, it comes like a thief of the night, so you got to be ready. I'm only using that metaphor because a lot of people aren't ready. Because if they were, you know, they would be making a protest. Like, you would see this all over the news. Like, no, bitch, I'm not going for that. All these millions of people that take the dog on train. I bet you Bloomberg late ass ain't going to take that dog on train. That bitch don't even take the dog on train. But y'all had to really get into, like, I was really outraged last week on my show, and I really read down when I sent the email to those people. And I was just like, how come nobody is really saying, y'all just on payment mode? But they haven't got
Naima,
yet.
Huh? But Naima, you got to catch this.
anything that is not harmful to you, anything that is odorless and just a test, what the fuck you need a gas mask for when you spraying it?
Yeah, honey.
So that means that you should not have a gas mask on.
But see, J. Rock, that's the setup. They tell you over a period of 30 days. You mean to tell whatever you pumping through? And now, mind you, they said it's going to go through like 20 subway stations, 20 different subway stations or whatever like that. I guess that's all you need is 20 to get the effect that you need, that you're going for. Let me tell y'all something, okay? And I want to make this crystal clear when I say this. Homeland Security is not your girlfriend. They're not your friend. And for them to take about a couple of million dollars out of the sky, or probably from taxpayers' money, and release an odorless, harmless, tasteless, whatever they say, gas through it, because they're doing testing to see if something is, you know, to see what will happen if a weapon, if a biological weapon or something like that releases. Let me tell y'all something. The enemy is in your backyard, and it's Homeland Security. They're going to turn the girl. They've been turning the girls with the chemtrails, and they're going to turn you with this gas. If it don't affect you when it gets through there, trust and motherfucking believe, when you have a child or your family has a child, or it'll be some type of new virus, it's going to be some type of new something like cancer that's turning the girls, and all these other diseases that they're making out in the air, airborne, or that's in the lair, they're going to turn you. They're not going to fuss up to that doggone money without reaping the benefits of the people dying. People are living too much longer, and too many people are waking up. So they need to suppress the girls even more, and that's the real tea. Without getting deep on y'all.
I see it. I'm sorry. Because they sure be using us as test dummies. I ain't going to even lie.
Private calling you on the air.
Hello! Oh, shit.
Jazzy, you so shady, you hung up on me. Hell, I pressed
one. No, you know what, Granny? I didn't hang up on you. That was the other side of switchboard.
What the hell are they hanging up on me? You goddamn co-hosts don't know what to talk about. Shit. Now, look at him. I was going to call, first off, before I went to get what I called in here for, Naima, you better leave them peoples alone. They're going to have the FBI at your goddamn door. You better stop that shit, sending them people's emails and shit or whatever. You're going to be on the goddamn terrorist list. You better watch out now.
No, I'm not worried about that, boo.
Now, what about that? Okay, since y'all want to talk about something. Hey, what about that child? Who is he's a YouTube sensation now. He's that big steroid church queen out of Atlanta called Walter, called himself Tyler Perry. Hell, everybody already knew that Tyler Perry liked me.
Yeah.
And I don't even know why you people even be watching that man online making him an internet sensation. He be talking about all the girls and the kids with HIV and stuff or whatever. And that's what I wanted to call in here for, so you go and put me back on mute.
All right, Granny. Yeah, what do y'all think about this whole Tyler Perry thing? Let's be honest about it. Ever since day one and everything, what did y'all think about, first of all, do y'all think Tyler Perry was trying to play a closet case and he just never talks about his sexuality? And what do you think about now that someone is coming out? Do you think this person is keeping it real? What do you think? Like, what is your opinion? I'll start from the top. Y'all just take over because I'm working on an account, honey. I got money to make.
I'll make a real quick comment. I remember, first of all, I don't think that he ever tried to hide the fact that he was gay. I just feel like that my talent, whether I act, sing, dance, or my comedian, does not, and who I sleep with, does not go hand in hand. So just because I don't talk about it don't mean that I'm hiding. That's one thing that definitely black people have a problem with. We think that everything, you know, that he's supposed to tell us, and not a baby, please, that's his business. And second of all, the queen is just always running her mouth. She wouldn't still do nothing but messing up for the rest of the people who trying to come up on a little on a quick sugar daddy, and now they're just gonna be scared to date somebody because they feel like these queens gonna keep running their mouth every time they get laid up with somebody with a few dollars in their pocket.
Next person.
Well, I didn't read it because I always knew she was a queen. I didn't care. Long as she make me laugh, honey. I don't give a shit what she's doing in the video.
I'm watching this clip, honey. Is this a whole movie?
Uh-huh. It's 30 minutes.
Huh?
If it's 30 minutes, it is.
It's only 30 minutes?
A 30-minute short film.
Damn, Miss Segura, I'm up to a few minutes, honey. This is good, Miss Segura.
Well, finish watching it, Kelly, and come back to us.
Bye.
Hey, what is your opinion on Tyler Perry? Jason?
Well, personally, the person that made the video is a Facebook friend of mine. And, they've been a friend of mine on Facebook for about a year and a half. I mean, almost for 2 years. And in fact, when they first became my friends, when posts would come up from them, they were always negative. He always had something bad to say about somebody that passed away, and it was always HIV related. And I used to say to myself, you know what? Someday somebody is going to get her, and when they get her, they're going to get her good. So when he used to make posts and he used to talk about, he would indirectly talk about Tyler Perry and how he knew Tyler Perry and all that other kind of stuff, and how he knows, now apparently he knows somebody in the entertainment industry who is HIV positive, and if they came out if they were HIV positive, it would help the community in so many levels. I think that he went out because he's saying that somebody, he walked into a glass door. I honestly think that because he runs his mouth in Atlanta, seriously, that the girls got together and they beat his Shrek-looking ass up. It has nothing to do with Tyler Perry. Me, personally, I don't particularly like Tyler Perry. I don't even find him funny anymore. What he does in his bedroom is his business. I mean, Ray Charles could look at Tyler Perry and know that she's one of the girls.
Oh. But that whole situation with Alvin Tyler Perry for the Tyler Perry would put money into the gay community is basically what he's trying to do. And it's not going to work because Tyler Perry knows that his bread and butter comes from so-called Christians that down homosexuality instead of embracing it and uplifting it and saying that it's okay to be you. That's not going to happen. Okay, Sean?
Personally, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, like, you know, Jason said, I believe, who can't see that Tyler Perry is gay? You know, and what's the purpose of trying to, call him out? You know, he doing his thing, and, you know, I mean, hey, I mean, if he decides to come out, he'll come out. If he doesn't, oh, well, who cares? You know, shoot, he got more money than I do than all of us on this line. I'm trying to get to where he at. Shoot.
Okay.
It don't matter to me.
Okay. Let me go to a couple of callers real quick. 336-965, you're on the air.
Hey, how y'all doing? Hey, panel.
Hey.
Hi, Kelly. Anyway, I was just wondering, where do I find this little clip at?
It's in the official ballroom.
Hello?
Hi, Kelly.
Oh, shit.
Okay, so you say it's in the ballroom news?
No, official ballroom.
Oh, the official ballroom.
Yes.
Okay, so, like, what is the title?
I'm going to pin it in there really quickly. Let me see where it's at.
We was tagged in there, Jasmine, by Jay Santos. Come on.
Black, white.
Yeah, I'm going to pin it in there. So it'll be the top one in the ballroom.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Your phone was echoing. Jason, we lost you. Call back in. 323-286, you're on the air.
Michi.
Hello, and good evening, everybody.
Hey, Michi, how are you?
I'm calling in. Hello, how are you?
I'm fine. Jason, you're back. How's it going, Michi?
Great. I'm just getting out of rehearsal. My play is Saturday. It kicks off on Saturday.
Good.
Well, congratulations.
Good
luck. And if you guys are out there, go support
Nietzsche.
Go
yes.
Support my brother.
In Sacramento, California. Hello?
Yeah.
Oh.
Support my brother. I will come get you.
You ain't going to be
So, what's going on with Tyler Perry?
Child, they can't take.
Can I get a quick synopsis? Hi, Kelly. Where is she? Yes.
She's watching the movie.
Doing something she ain't got no business.
Miss Tyler Perry got a coin, honey. She got the Trey Honey, the sermon thing. She's all, bitch, I'm a six sheet bitch. I don't give a shit what you say about me. Well, what you're not going to do
is say
think you're going to turn me, honey, in Atlanta. I don't give a shit how many dicks I suck or who I shake my purse at, bitch. You're not going to turn it. So, honey, she got the she went and picked up the trade off the west side, honey. Got her, listen, I need you to get Miss Thang Thang over here. Get her right on together. And they licked her like a dog, honey, out there.
You know what? Sometimes people are just haters for no reason. They see somebody making it and they see somebody coming up, and then they just try to make it bad for them.
Daylight, this is the second beating. You know, he got whooped in L.A. about a couple.
Somebody hit his car
and then jumped out the car and took off on him.
They better leave Madea alone or they're gonna kill that boy.
I don't know what he is doing, Miss Perry. Whatever you are doing, please stop. We love you.
But did you say he's leaking the girl's tea too?
Yeah.
Okay, that's why he's getting his butt. That's why he's getting his ass whooped then.
Okay, but if this man is found dead, guess who they coming to? Without a doubt. Okay.
Tyler Perry?
Yes, because if indeed that this man is found dead, Tyler, you better cut your madness if that is the case. So, you know.
But that's horrible,
though.
That's horrible. That is horrible.
Because if it don't fit, it don't quit, honey.
Maybe Tyler Perry got enough money to raise. Let me tell you something. Tyler Perry got enough money to raise Johnny Cochran from the dead, okay?
Yes, he does.
He'll be all right.
And now he's doing this new thing. Now he's doing this new thing with Oprah. He's teaming with her on the OWN network, so he got some new show coming out and stuff. So, he's doing
every time he turn around, he got another dollar coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Should I get the bear skin or the pure ecstasy?
Oh, jeez.
He is not worried about it.
I'm talking about sound like they about to get
bear
in.
Skin.
And you got Oprah on your side. You know the white girls love her.
Yeah,
thank
they
you.
Do.
He's like
Jay Rock. What are
you?
Jay
for the white community.
Where are you at?
Huh?
Where are you at?
I'm at the grocery store.
And you sitting here talking about buying condoms. What you about to do?
I just needed something in my car. They was missing. I needed a refill.
In
your car?
In your car?
Oh,
you
no.
Never, people
never
need condoms.
Need
people
you
need condoms.
Instead of not,
people always,
instead of, I commend him. We should give him a round of applause.
Uh-huh.
Because some of these girls won't even stop and get no condoms, whether they're free or they got to pay for it and they got the money to.
Let me
okay.
tell y'all something. I'm going to just be honest with y'all because sometimes being honest helps people. Baby, I got peroxide in my car, condoms, anything that's going to make sure that I am safe and that if anybody else needs to be safe, hey, I got you. There you go.
You have your safe sex kit at all times. Just like American Express, you should never leave home without it.
And all I wanted to do was get my Trojan's Bare Skin condoms with Millennium ID Glide. Feels so good, you forget it's on.
So wait a minute. So can I say something? Okay, so wait a minute. So basically, you know, when the girls come into town, You like to keep those, and I'm talking about the Fem Queens, you like to keep those in your car just in case. Oh, okay, I got it. All right.
You tried it.
Hey, Eva. I didn't know you was on here. Hey, Frank.
Yes, I'm on here, honey. And you over here.
It was a little, had a little life going on. So, you know, I didn't think you was online tonight.
Kardashian looks a mess.
I'm on here, honey.
Okay, well, come through, man.
So, Nishi, really quickly, I know that you were busy today. Did you get a chance to watch American Idol?
It's DVR. I don't want any of your reports, Jasmine. Do not.
Okay.
About American Idol.
So that means you didn't get a chance. You didn't get a chance to vote
do
yet.
Not. I got your midnight to vote, California time.
Okay, cool. Good job. All right.
So let me
really quickly.
But I already know I'm going to vote for, Miss
Tang. Okay, well, then vote.
You don't know her number, so how are you going to vote for her? Which number was she? Was she 1 or 2?
I don't know the number, but I'm just saying.
Why don't you just vote online?
I can go online and start voting. When I get to my house, I can go online and start voting for her.
Okay, I have a question. Really quickly, let me recap really quickly. Kelly, are you still watching the video?
Thank you.
Kelly?
She is in that video. Because actually, it's some good acting, no shade. They did a good job on that acting.
Mm-hmm. Kelly? Did y'all gag at the end, though?
Yes.
I guess the entire thing, no shame. I definitely
got
a chance. That end was no joke.
Like, it wasn't like a regular knock or a bang or whatever. It was like, bitch, that was like years of frustration, honey, what she did. Like, I was like, ooh, bitch. Like,
and that's
like,
why she cried. That's why she
don't
cried like that.
Don't tell her.
Oh, I'm not.
I'm going to watch it after.
It was a short film. It was just amazing, amazing, amazing. Like, even with the disturbingness of the message, it was still just an amazing, like, little short film.
It really was a good film. Like, the actor,
mm-hmm.
the production, everything. Like, I
mm-hmm.
thought it was good when the part where it was going, don't touch him. And it was like, bitch, don't touch him. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah,
it was very
yeah,
much, I don't like
really.
You.
Hmm. Let me ask you something. Jasmine, I know you're into horror films. Did you happen to see the movie called Mama?
You know what? I was going to watch it probably a week ago or 2 weeks ago, and I didn't see it because, I don't know, I didn't want to say because someone said it wasn't good or they said it wasn't hard, scary. I just kind of said, oh, you know what, I'll wait a little bit longer. Because I think it wasn't on demand then when I was looking at it. On pay-per-view, it was like I can actually buy it on my Amazon thing. And I was like, it wasn't that good for me to buy it for $20, so let me just wait till I can actually rent it for $3.99 or something like that. So,
okay.
Did you see it yet?
No. That's why I asked you, because I plan on watching it soon. Probably Saturday.
Yeah, I do want to see it. I really still want to see it, but I said I was going to
wait. I will wait till it's free.
Really?
Yeah,
well, Jasmine, have you ever watched a movie again when you were grown that you watched when you were younger and got a totally different understanding of a horror movie?
I wouldn't say a different understanding. I would just say, like, it didn't scare me as much. Like, when I was younger, movies scared me. Like, I was never really afraid of movies like Nightmare on Elm Street or, like, Friday the 13th or little things like that. But movies scared me that was, like, a little bit more realistic. Like, Freddy Krueger and Jason wasn't really realistic to me. Because after watching them for so long, it's like nightmares and the living dead and things like that. But like more realistic movies like Michael Myers, Halloween, the psychotic person that lives in, you know that in your everyday neighborhoods and stuff.
Yeah, because that
Michael
could
Myers
happen.
Used to scare the fucking living daylights out of me.
I love
Halloween, really, Halloween
ever,
was like the ultimate
okay.
movie.
I'm going to give you a couple of movies, and I want you to tell me if you've seen them or not. Have you ever seen Alice, Sweet Alice?
Alice, Sweet Alice actually was filmed in Paterson, New Jersey, where I was born and raised. And when I seen Alice, Sweet Alice, it was actually filmed behind a church that I used to actually attend.
Ooh.
So in all honesty, yes, it really got me because it was like, wow, this is in my neighborhood and things of that sort. So, yes, me and Jack used to always talk about Alice, Sweet Alice. That was one of his very favorite movies as well.
Or either a movie called Henry.
Henry I've seen as well. Yes, it didn't disturb me as much, but I did see Henry, yes.
Oh, okay. Because I was looking at Pet Sematary the other night, and I guess I never understood it, but I was looking at it the other night, and I was like, bitch, that little boy turned his motherfucking parents.
Yeah.
And that kind of shit scares me because of the demonic shit.
One of the things that Pet Sematary got me as I got older was, is like, you know, the things that people will do, like people really black out to their children and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, they don't want to hear nothing, you know. And that was one thing with Pet Sematary. As I got older, I had the understanding of the love and the passion you have for someone as you're younger. Then you're sitting there saying, oh, yeah, he fucked his parents up. He fucked everybody up, da-da-da-da-da. But when you sit there and you look at this, and, like, a person loses their child, it's like, oh, my God, you know, that's some deep shit. But,
And another thing that got me with the movie was I caught that he didn't want to live anyway. Like, the mom and the dad, they were so distraught, they didn't want to live anyway.
Yeah.
So that even if he did come back, it was kind of like, I'm going to take a chance. But even if he do come back, I don't care. That's the same reason why he went and buried the wife. If she do comes back, I don't care. If they kill me, I don't care because my son is gone. But, yeah, my auntie raised me on some old freaky-ass, crazy-ass movies like Alice, Sweet Alice, Are You in the House Alone, Dolly Dearest. See, Dolly Dearest was crazier than Chucky. I don't give a fuck what nobody say.
Oof,
that kind of.
I've never even seen that.
I don't know if I've ever heard.
I don't know that. How old are you, J Rock?
31, but my aunt, she used to make us watch these movies. Then when she make us watch these movies at night, she would turn off every fucking light in her fucking house and tell us to go to sleep.
Oh, no.
And tell us, baby, I did not disrespect that woman for nothing. She made us watch The Exorcist and everything.
And so, but
to watch it and go to, I mean, it just never bothered me. It was more disturbing stuff going on outside. So it was just like, oh, okay.
What
you
the
know,
hell was you raised?
Like, one thing about me is, and really quickly, overall princess, no, I wasn't about East Side. I actually lived over by the town. My mother was living in CCP Projects, if you remember where that was. But I lived right over there by Presidential Boulevard. And I went to Wayne Tech, not East Side. One thing about my family is we were, like, really brought up on horror movies. Like, my brother, you know, my mother died, you know, a long time ago. And one memory that my brother does have is the horror movies. Like, my mother always had horror movies on all the time. You know, she just loved horror movies and stuff. So even, like, when me and my brother sometimes talk and rekindle things, you know, when he was younger, all he could remember is, yeah, I remember when Mommy had this movie, me and Mommy watched that movie, and it was never no Disney films, it was never nothing like that, it was always damn scary movie.
Like a Snow on Your Grave.
I just loved horror movies, but one thing about it is, like, right now, it's just so hard to find a scary movie that's going to scare you. You know, it's because we're older, you know.
Yeah.
I will admit, not based on the fact of it, like, being scary or anything like that, but, like, one movie that did kind of twist me a little bit was, like, The Paranormal. Only, and not the, really the first one, but the second one, it kind of had me, like, when I came home and, You know, just kind of like, you know, hearing noises and stuff. You know, it's like,
Were you high, Jasmine?
It wasn't that I was high. It was just like something. It wouldn't be like scary, like I couldn't go to sleep. It would be like, you know, when you're laying there and
like
you look at the door.
Like thought-provoking, yeah.
Yeah, you look at the door and then you turn around and try to get comfortable and you turn around and look at the door again and it looks like the door is a little close, you know, closed. That it wasn't as closed and stuff. That was pretty much the only thing. Like, I was looking forward for so many months to see Evil Dead.
Correct one of your
questions. That
just
came
out. I think that a lot
your mind was working overtime. That's what that was, Jasmine.
It does.
No. But Jasmine, you remember when we was on the phone and you said, oh, no, fuck that. And I said, what's going on? You said... the dog was making the funny noise like, and he was like, wait a minute. I was like, what's going on, Jasmine?
But it's so funny because I'm like the opposite of you, Jasmine. Like you said, reality movies you were into, but I was like, I grew up like watching the vampires and werewolf movies like The Howling and stuff like that. That would scare the hell out of me. Like, but I'm telling you, for instance, like when the first Underworld came out, like if you remember the scene where she went to the doctor's apartment building and she had grabbed him up by the neck or whatever, and the werewolves or whatever, they was coming through the ceiling. I'm telling you, when I got home, you couldn't tell me that some of them was coming through the ceiling. I was just going crazy.
That's the opposite with me. Like, I don't get scared at stuff that I don't really feel is realistic. Like,
but
some
you know what,
zombie... Go ahead.
The movie, like, I kind of don't want to forget it because I know me, but the movie that scared me the most, like, up to when I was younger, to maybe when I was about 18 or 19 years old, was Alfred Hitchcock, The Birds. That movie petrified me.
It's called
The Birds. I swear to God.
That
movie used to wear me because it seems like, you know how birds already, you know, they're in school of birds.
Yes.
They always travel together. And so it seems like that was so realistically that can happen to you. And out in your, they have your whole house coming out with birds. But I never forget the first time I watched it. It was a bird, like, at the door. And I said, see, if all of these birds around my house, I don't know what I'm going to do. Like, I'm going to freak out. And up until I was like 18 or 19 years old, that movie really scared me. But I had like a phobia of birds for a long time because of that movie.
What about
Vanna?
Hold
up, Vanna. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this, and I am telling the God honest truth. Till this day, I used to work in South Dallas, and when I used to leave, all these crows would come around the office, and I don't know why they migrated there. When I tell you, because of that movie, I was a grown-ass man, and I am so fucking scared of fucking birds because of that movie.
Oh, no. Wow.
Hello?
What about the Omen?
Hello?
Hello?
Hey. I love the Omen.
Oh, I can't take the Omen.
Yeah.
It's just too much.
That motherfucker, that movie, that little short thing was everything.
What'd you say, Kelly?
I said that little short film was everything.
Mm-hmm.
They should have made that into a long movie, Miss Say. That was the team, Miss Say.
What's your thoughts?
Huh?
What are your thoughts on the movie?
What you said, I can't hear. I didn't hear you.
What's your opinion on it?
Baby, that was fierce mistake that he was molesting his father ever since he was young, mistake, and the mother knew about it. The mother should have been said something about it, honey. And I don't understand why she burned the book, mistake. I guess she wanted to keep his secret and not let nobody know.
Because she's just like Bree. She wants to protect her family's image and everything.
Baby, well, baby,
how is she
going to protect your family image and everything, bitch, after you killed your son?
They won't know.
How is she going to explain that? How is she going to explain why she killed
her? I want to understand how could she explain the fact of killing her child. The book would have explained it and probably would have exonerated her if they take her to court.
How do they know she killed her child? She going to tell them that?
Well, we'll never know.
That's what I like about those type of movies. They leave you into a...
bitch, but what if?
Yeah. Well, back to the horror movie since y'all done started it.
Omen.
What was the most horror and scariest movie that scared the hell out of you as a child?
I didn't have one.
Jason?
As a child, the scariest one would be Poltergeist. As an adult, Candyman still scares the fuck out of me.
Okay.
Mark, so
you said you had none?
I'm not, like, when I see horror movies, Jasmine, I'm not going to lie to you. I find a lot of them to be funny. All of them.
Okay.
Like,
oh, my God.
Okay.
You are
but hold on, y'all. Oh, I'm going one by one to get everybody now. Let me just get to everybody real quick. Lana, you said The Birds. And what about as an adult?
As an adult, it would have to be anything mind-bending. Like something like Candyman. Like you said, something realistic. Something that can happen. It wasn't really a horror movie. I want to say it was this movie called The People, and they were on a vacation. They were on a vacation. Like, long story short, they were on a vacation, and they were in a house together. And the people, I guess, like, they were trying to attack them. So they were beating on the windows of the house and trying to get into them. They had to kill the people to get out of the house. That kind of stuff scares me because that's realistic and that can happen.
Okay. Bishop, what is the most scariest movie when you was a child and as an adult?
You talking to me?
I mean, no.
Michi.
As a child, it would be The Fog.
Okay.
And then as an adult, it would be, actually, it's two movies. Final Destination, number two, I think it is. And then Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the collection.
Okay. Sean?
Well, like I said, The Omen. As a child, and oh gosh, as an adult right now, goodness gracious, and I had it too at the tip of my tongue too. I was just about to say it. I'll come back to you on that when I get it.
Kelly,
we did this already.
We'll do it again.
Oh,
well, I see mine.
Oh,
okay. Kelly, what scared you when you was a child?
Ain't nothing really scared me. I'm scared right now, Miss Dad.
Why are you scared?
Cheryl, I'll inbox you.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
There must
Here
be a peace, honey.
Don't depress me, girl. Please. I don't need to worry. Naima?
I would definitely have to agree with Jason Falls when I was young, Poltergeist, because that shook me up. But me as an adult, and I'm a horror movie freak, but it was two movies that worked me, and that was 13 Ghosts and Cabin in the Woods.
Okay. Did I ever tell y'all this story? Who else is on here that I didn't ask?
Me.
Everybody. J-Rock. Yeah, I'm sitting outside. I can't see the switchboard. J-Rock, as a child and as an adult?
The scariest movie I've seen as a child was The Exorcist, because I've seen it in real life. And Michael Jackson's Thriller, yes, that scared the shit out of me. And then when I growing older, that fucking movie, The Last Exorcism.
Oh, no,
okay.
Yeah.
Well, with me, it was definitely Halloween as a child. And as far as an adult goes, scared the hell out of me. Like, I'm only just saying scares me, like, has me looking, has me paranoid. I would have to say, I wouldn't say, like, really, you know, it was paranormal activity, but it just, maybe that's pretty much the only thing that has kind of, you know, shuffled me a little bit. But I want to say something about Candyman. Did I ever tell y'all about when I moved to Chicago and the whole Candyman story? I don't remember if I brought that up.
Yeah.
Nope.
No, I've never heard it.
I'm gonna make it quick and sweet. One time before I moved to Chicago, I went to visit Chicago, and me and my boyfriend at the time, we were staying at a hotel on Lakeshore Drive, and you know, we used to smoke weed back then, and we couldn't find no weed in the area. So we happened to be on one of these streets. I forget which street it was. And I was like, we were coming out of his store, and there was some guy standing on the corner. So I told him, I was like, ask him if he knew where to find some weed at. So, you know, he looked like he knew, da-da-da-da-da. So one thing led to another. The guy was like, yeah, he could take us to where to get some weed, you know, to buy some weed. So we was actually walking. We wound up walking through, like, a field that wasn't too far from the store. And he was like, I'm going to take you to the building where you could buy it at. So we walking through this field. And as we're walking through this, like, you know, it's like knotty-ass, like, little baseball field and stuff, and this open land, and, you know, now I see the little projects and stuff. I'm sitting there looking, and I kept saying to myself, bitch, I've been here before. And I just didn't realize. I kept saying, like, I know this place. I've been here before. And I kept looking, and I'm looking at the buildings. I'm looking at everything. I'm looking at the small little outhouses. And I said, oh, my God, Jesse, I have been here before. And he was like, what are you talking about? Well, this is my first time in Chicago. I said, no, I know this place. And then I stopped, and I said, hold on. Like, now I'm really freaking out. I'm really freaking out. And then the man turns around and looks at me and said, Candyman. And I said, Candyman? And then I, you know, I gasped, and I said, oh, my God, this is where they filmed Candyman at. It was the same project, Cabrini Green Project, in Chicago. I was walking in that field, and everything was pretty much the same, and the man actually laughed. So that's all I want to say pretty much about that. It was just really funny to be there where they filmed the movie.
Oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
That ain't cute. Shit, that would have kind of freaked me out.
I would
have
been
it was
there
really
for
freaking
that.
Me out at first.
To Miss Stang in the chat room, if your mother looks in the mirror, that'll scare your mother. Your mother shouldn't have mirrors in her motherfucking apartment because every time she looks in the mirror, it's motherfucking break.
Oh, God.
Well, girl, what happened?
Kelly, I thought she was going to let that go. I was hoping you didn't see that.
No, I had to go log into my other Facebook to make sure something was accurate that I just text my sister to make sure that I was blocked on both pages. Then I just looked up and seen that queen in the chat room. Yes. Yes, sister.
Why?
I don't know. I just gagged. I seen something, and I went to go comment on what I seen, baby, that was in our group, and I said, well, let me just go, and I'll just send a direct message in the inbox, mistake, and we're not friends. I get the way, well, maybe we wasn't on this page, so let me go check on my other page, and I checked on my other page, and it says, add as friend.
Oh,
yeah.
So I guess it's shade with me. So, but you know what, bitch? Another day, another dollar, another bitch going off my motherfucking page. At the end of the day, I don't motherfucking care.
Can we get a name?
No, we're not gonna do names.
This is a mess. So now that you, well, that's enough about horror movies. And now that
wait
you
a minute,
brought it
wait
up,
a minute, Mona sent the message over. Mona said, as a child, she was scared of the It, and as an adult, she was scared of Forgotten. I don't even know even one of them movies.
Oh, It was a mess. That
oh, yeah,
clown,
Stephen
honey.
King's It.
Oh.
The Forgotten is Julie
and Moore. Forgotten was good, too. Forgotten was definitely good. And, yes, It was very, very good as a child. The only thing I didn't like about It is when they made it that damn spider. But, you know, towards the end. But, yes, It was good, and so was Forgotten.
Yeah, It
I
was
like
definitely
Forgotten.
Good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All Stephen King movies used to turn the shit out of me, like The Shining and It and it. Stephen King, I love Stephen King movies.
Mm-mm.
Oh, and another movie that used to scare me is Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh,
God. Why would that scare you?
Because I'm scared of clowns.
Oh, my goodness. I'm coming to Baltimore in a fucking clown suit.
Shoot you.
And I'm a borrow Naima's shoes.
Anybody ever... Jasmine, you ever seen that movie where... I'm not sure it's It's not really a horror. It's not a horror movie, but it was this detective. He had went to this crazy house, and all the time, as you're watching the movie, you're actually thinking that he's a detective. And he killed his wife, he killed his kids, everything. Does anybody know the movie?
What is it called?
Identity?
Yes. No. That's it right there. What is it called? Shutter Island?
Island.
Huh? Yeah, that's it.
That was
Sean. If I knew what your Facebook was, I would send you this movie called Red State. But
what
when
is that
you
about?
Get a chance, look it up. I guess on one channel, Movie 2K or something like that. It's called Red State. After you look at that, when you get a chance, and whenever you do look at that, you give me your opinion after you watch that. It's not a horror movie, but it's something along the lines of something I think you'll be interested in. But it's going to gag you, though, when you watch it.
Oh, I know what it's along the lines of something that you talk about all the time. That's what you mean? That's what you mean?
Similar to that, yes.
Okay. All right, cool. All right. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think about movies, movies now that I do like are the ones that twist you? You know, the ones that a lot of movies that I do like are the ones that like are the basic whodunit. Like, you know, you always think you know who the killer is, and then it twists you and you don't know. And then also movies like Identity.
Vada, can you please tell TJ Ebony to stop making so much noise in the background?
Kelly, I'm not fucking with you tonight. I put the phone on mute as soon as I knew you came in my room. Kelly, shut the fuck up.
Well, we heard.
There was all those movies that kind of fit you. Like, I loved Identity. Like, you know, you just never really know what's happening. All those movies that kind of like leave you hanging and kind of gagging you, those are all the movies that I really live for now. Not your both basic cult classics, Apara. I do like him as well, too. But I like those movies that make you think and like you just be kind of gagging, and at the end you'd be like, oh shit. And it causes like such a scandal. And that's what I want to talk about now because it is that time. Can we please talk about Scandal? Season finale. The fact that congratulations to Scandal and Shonda. It has been renewed for another season, and it looks like it's going to be a full season as well. So what do you guys think about Scandal and it tomorrow being the season finale? First off, what do you guys think about Miss Billie Chambers being the motherfucking mole and all that shit? I think we talked about it a little bit yesterday. But what do y'all think about all this stuff with Scandal?
Who said Millie was the mole?
Huh?
Millie is not the mole.
She's not
the
mole.
Millie
is the mole.
Millie.
Y'all can kiss my Millie ass because Millie is not the mole.
No fucking bitch, Millie is the mom. Tell him.
First of all, Millie will not make it through season 3. Somebody got to off that bitch. It's no shade. But that last episode really did me under the rug. I did not expect to see Billy sitting in that motherfucking car. It's no shade.
Yeah. I didn't expect to see Billy either, honey.
I did.
So what?
Let me tell you something. Hulk is going to kill him, so I'm not even worried about that.
I did because she had no business pulling out that card in front of him. That's how I knew he was going to wind up sitting in that limo. Now, the way he looked.
Oh, you're talking about David. Yeah, I did notice that.
Yeah.
When he pulled that car out, the way David sat there and looked at her,
mm-hmm.
I kind of figured it would be that way. But I was kind of glad that it was, you know, it wasn't her original member. Like, you know, it would have been just kind of a little fucked up if it was one of her original people. I think I said this to somebody. At first, I thought it was Quinn for a minute. But especially when Huck had Charlie in the basement and when Huck was about to shoot him and then the way Quinn was standing there and she started slowly walking to Huck. And she's like, do we have a name? Like, I thought she was going to knock up as soon as, you know, he said the name or something like that. But I was glad it wasn't her.
Yeah, I was glad too. Yeah.
Oh, she's gonna turn it eventually.
Yeah, because she's still not over that what happened or whatever. Although it, you know, it worked in her, you know, benefit or whatever the case is. But she's still upset. She's pissed. So she's gonna get the party started. The party started next season, probably.
I think eventually she's going to turn into what Huck is, or at least come close to it.
Oh, yeah,
she
is, definitely.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I want her to marry Huck.
What do you guys think about this? What do you think about this guy and everybody that's working for him, the guy that Jake and everybody works for? You know, what do y'all think about him? Like, and how did he have... so much faith, though, over Cyrus. Like, what's really all that about?
Because we didn't get to... All of that's going to be in the season finale, where he came from, how does he know him, all that's going to come up. So...
You know that kind of gagged me, too, Jasmine, because when he told Cyrus that Charlie is no longer his, he's no longer your guy, don't call him no more, and Cyrus was like, yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir. And I'm like, bitch, what the fuck is that all about?
I think that black guy is just like what Huck and what's the name with Jake, whatever that other guy is that Huck trying to kill Olivia. I think the same little leader that they got, I think they all in cahoots together that run, you know, this type of assassination organization or something, where the black guy basically taught what's his name, Cyrus, to, you know, do whatever it is he does. And now Cyrus has got, you know, the guy that he has, plus Huck, you know, like, the initiation is all kind of like, you know, in the domino effect. You know, I think that guy had his own assassination, you know, organization going on, and now he has the rest of them, you know, under him, even
but
Cyrus.
Could it be that he was a part of the White House before, and we just don't know anything about that? That's how they know each other or something to that?
Oh, yeah, he's probably definitely in. And I think also the guy that was dating Olivia before is definitely in cahoots with the black guy. I don't know how, but.
Yeah. What do you think, Jasmine?
No, I agree. Like, I really don't know. I think Cyrus just has such a dark history that we just really aren't aware of.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think that's where that all comes from when it comes to Cyrus. But, you know, I just need to figure out, like, what kind of organization is this? Like, are they just really hitmen? Or, like, what, you know, what role is this in everything?
I think their plan is to take over. I think that organization that Cyrus is with is planned to take over. Because if you notice or not, Cyrus is not letting Fitz leave that White House. He's not letting him leave. He'd rather kill somebody before somebody, you know, comes and ruins Fitz's chance to, you know, stay in the presidency. He'll get rid of somebody.
But you got to remember what Cyrus said, you know, and I think Cyrus was very passionate about what he was telling Olivia, is that he doesn't want the White House to go to the Republicans because it's going to go, it's going to send us back to pretty much the, you know, the dark ages when it comes
I think Jasmine, at some point Cyrus and his organization are going to get Fitz in some type of, you know, deal where he is like the president, but they're running the country. Like, I think that's been the plan the whole time. That's why they did what they did to get him in there, because they can manipulate him. They're going to go to Fitz. Fitz is not going to be running that country the way he wants pretty soon. They're going to be running that country. The people that Cyrus worked for and all that stuff. I think that's the plan as I'm looking at it. Because it's like, why, you know what I'm saying? Y'all went through all of this, the whole defiance thing to get him in the presidency. Now they've got all of these people who Cyrus is Fitz's right-hand man, but yet he's working for somebody or under somebody. There's a bigger plan than what's going on.
Mm.
Uh-huh. Naima, you know, Michi, somebody else say something. What do y'all feel, Jason?
I already said it.
I already said mine. I mean, it's. I gotta watch it again and again and again before tomorrow. That's how you gotta do this finale. I gotta watch the last. Just because I know I missed something. And yeah.
I will think, I do think that that chip that David now has is a decoy.
What do you mean?
I think that Olivia wasn't really off her game, and that's a setup, and that's not the real chip that David gave Billy.
I think David's being used. I really don't think David really knows what he's into.
He's a guinea pig.
Yeah, I really think he's a guinea pig. I really don't think he knows exactly what he's getting in bed with.
Oh, he knew he was getting in bed with.
Oh, but that's a strong possibility. Yeah, he probably is being used. You know,
I think he just wants his life back. I don't think he wants to ruin Olivia and all of that stuff. He didn't even, like, you know, try to go out. He knew everything that was going on in that office was a cover-up. He could have been busted her or got her together if he really wanted to. He really just wants his life back, and he wants revenge for them ruining his life. I don't think he really knows what he's getting into with Billy, what's his name? That man has a much bigger agenda. And I think he's working for Cyrus and them, too.
I don't think he's working for Cyrus. I think it's more of revenge when it comes to Billy and David. I think it's just more, you know, Billy wants to get them back for what happened to him. David wants to get them back for what happened to him. And they're going to try to use whatever ammo, you know, they can. Because, I don't know, it's weird.
It's always a twist and turn. When you think you know, you don't know. We'll see. She's a good one.
I remember watching the first season, and when it used to end, I used to be like, oh, my God, that was a scandal. Like, bitch, I need to see the next episode. That was just a fucking scandal, bitch. How are they going to end it like that? And then I kept saying that, saying, bitch, that's why they call it scandal. They always leave you with a fucking scandal.
Exactly.
You know, that's just what it was. So, no, Scandal's a very, very good show. I really live for it. Very, very good. I mean, that's like the only show, in all honesty, that is the only show that I watch that I would sit here and watch while commercials go.
Let me ask you this: Why is Olivia and Cyrus best friends? You ever thought about that? Why are they best friends?
I think Cyrus
kind of took Olivia under his wing at some point. I think they go much. I think they go beyond that campaign.
Yeah, they do.
Was he like a teacher or something?
Yeah, he trained her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think they both can relate because they're in the minority. So
I also think that Olivia's got a lot more skeletons in her closet than we know too.
Oh, she definitely does. Oh, for sure.
How do you think the president is going to act when he finds out that Olivia slept with Jake?
He already knows.
He's gonna gag and be over it.
I think he already knows.
He already knows. He already knows, Jasmine.
When? How?
Listen, we talking about the President of the United States. He knows. He knows everything. He knows every move she made.
But you got to remember that the guy was telling Cyrus, use the tape. Show it to him. Let him know. Use the tape. You know, like, really, like, you know, trying to get Cyrus to, you know, tell Fitz or show Fitz what Olivia did with Jake, like, is going to destroy him. Like, you know, and Cyrus is like, I will not do that to Fitz. Like,
well, maybe that's their plan
the
to come and take over. I'm telling you, there it's a lot more going on with Fitz in that presidency. I don't think it belongs to him. I think somebody else was initially, you know, they want to actually take over. That's why Cyrus is so hell-bent on keeping him there. I'm telling you, they're going to infiltrate and basically, you know, have Fitz under their wing to where he can't do shit or move without them.
That's
and
Naima.
I think Millie's in on it, too.
Huh?
Yeah.
Naima, what's your feel about it? Or you haven't watched it?
I watched last week. But I really don't know, child. I mean, it's good to me. I'm just going with the flow, honey. When I have a chance, I really will recap this last season, but I really haven't, but I've been watching it, though.
I've been also watching the soaps online. They're not bad. The One Life to Live and All My Children actually came back on online.
Oh, I can't do it, because if I can't see it on TV, I'm not getting online with that. That's just too much.
Love it. I'm sorry.
Ain't nothing like my good old Young and the Restless and the Bold and the Beautiful, honey.
Okay.
Okay.
Breaking news. Honey, round two in Philadelphia. The boys beating the shit out of Erica right now and again.
What?
Round two in Philadelphia. The boys beating the shit out of Erica. I got reporters on the scene, and they're going to record it this time.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Can I ask one thing? Where is China? It's supposed to be her mother, her gay mother.
She probably home, honey.
Where's the boy that's whooping her?
It's the same boy finger that she cut, Miss Day. 24 hours later, Miss Day, she said he beat her up out of her wig, and Miss Day, and it's round two on 13th and Locust.
Somebody going to jail. That's all I know. Somebody needs to go to jail. It's not both of them.
I mean, she did cut it. I mean, that was a fierce old cut. That was a nasty gash.
What did she cut him for in the first place?
I don't know, honey. But I know I saw the picture in the official boardroom. I guess it came from her page or his page or something on the posted in there, and his fingers looked pretty waxed on.
Oh, my God.
I got to call my girlfriend and tell her that. No, her late ass is in the house. She ain't going on now. I got to call her, honey, and good to see, honey.
Okay.
And confirm it.
No, I mean, I know it's probably confirmed because Kelly wouldn't, you know, pump nothing, and, you know, if it wasn't confirmed. So it's definitely confirmed. I was just wanting to call to see if my girlfriend was out on the stroll, honey, make her coins and see, you know, if she happened to, you know, pass by there, see any festivities going on or anything like that.
I'm sure all the girls are there.
But what?
I just want to know where Miss China is at.
How old minded her business?
You know, China was around, honey. I'm pretty sure it went, you know, down like that.
I mean, what was the purpose of her pulling out that knife or whatever and cutting him the way she did, allegedly? Like, it's just crazy. I don't know. Like,
yeah, I mean, retaliation is really ugly. I mean, either way you slice it up, you can't just do something to somebody and just think it's, you know, something.
Did you just say any way you slice it up?
Ooh.
Is that what you just said, Mark?
A little bit.
You see, as you know, I caught it.
Jeez.
I mean, honestly, you just can't expect shit to do shit and then not come back to you. I mean, really, it doesn't matter who you are.
Right. You started.
I'm really a little off with it that he's fighting to me, it's like a girl. But okay, whatever. You know.
That ain't stop her from cutting. It's no shame, Miss Day. I love Erica.
I'm on that too, Kelly. You know, I'm on that. On that route too. You know, you get what you get. You know, you get what you put. You get what your hands call for. So I definitely agree with that. But on the other note, it's just like she's a femme queen. So I'm a little uncomfortable.
Well, honey, the way that picture looks, Erica looked like she tried to cut him too short to shit and too thin to slice.
Yeah, that was pretty nasty.
So it sounds like he wants to beat her into a hole, honey. He's pissed.
They said he beat her out of drags.
Wow.
Oh my God. That is crazy.
That's why, let me tell y'all something. That's why, bitch, whenever I'm out, Miss Thing, and back in the days when I used to wear my wigs faithfully, baby, okay? Before I started fighting, bitch, I took she off and put she in my bag. Because even if you beat that boy or you beat that drag or that femme queen mistake, about your wig mistake, she still wanted to fight mistake. Even if you beat her, she peeled you about.
Yeah, that's and that's embarrassing.
Mistake, honey, bitch, everybody already know I'm bullheaded mistakes. So I'm taking it off myself, bitch, okay?
Hey, y'all, really quickly, my phone is frozen, so the phone lines might hang up. I don't know what my phone is going to do because we're in record mode, and if my phone hangs up on the show, it's going to hang up. I'm on a separate line right now, so If it hangs up, I want to say thank you for everybody that's listening. And, you know, we'll be back on Monday. And everybody have a good weekend. Brandon was supposed to come on and talk about his ball tonight, but I don't think he had a chance. But don't forget, his ball, the World Domination Ball, is this weekend. We have a caller really quickly. Again, I do apologize if the phone hangs up, but my iPhone is frozen. I don't know what it's going through. And if it hangs up, the phone line will end the show. 434-262, you're on the air.
Hey, everybody. It's Zadoria.
Hello.
I have a question about the Scandal show. Like, what do y'all think about her giving the folders to, what's his name?
Oh, the black guy. What's his name?
Yes, and remember what she said to him? Like, you know, use them just in case.
Yeah, she said use one folder for something and then the other folder for another. I think I know exactly what you're talking about. Jasmine, you don't remember like that folder, two folders she gave him?
Just in case she get killed or something happens to her, he has all the information that he needs to motherfucking cripple the motherfucking White House. That's what she was saying.
Yeah.
And probably within that folder and stuff, like, you know, like somebody said, I think Mark said that she has skeletons in her closet and stuff like that. It's a bigger picture with her. It probably most likely is. She probably has a lot, you know, a lot going on with her as well.
Okay. Yeah, I think she knows. I think Olivia knows exactly, not exactly, but I think she knows of somewhat. That's why she's so understanding of Huck. I think she knows a lot of what Cyrus's past is like, and I think she was somewhat of a part of it at some point. I don't know where Cyrus got her from or picked her up from, or maybe she was one of those Quinn cases or something like that before her time, but I'm pretty sure Olivia was brought up out of some dark place by Cyrus.
And she said those are her rules. She made up these rules, so.
Think about
you know.
It. Her and Huck are the only two, and she's got Anderson or Edison, whatever his name is. She's got him trained like that. They're the only ones that don't cry.
Oh,
Olivia
shit. They said some news reporters was out on the scene in Philadelphia, bitch, so it might be on the news.
I can't with this story.
Oh, that's a mess.
Baby!
what is it going to be? Breaking news? The drag was beat out of her wig? I'm like, what?
No, they're going to say cross-dressers. They say, you know, honey, when the girls get snatched about their wig, they don't call them transsexuals, they call them cross-dressers. Oh, child. Girl. It's going down, honey. Okay. World star.
Oh, that's a mess, honey.
I know you want that video, Kelly.
Ah, bitch. Oh, you know when it comes. You know when it comes and it's coming out, Miss Thang, honey. Stop the violence. Raise the talent. But if you act like an animal,
Let me ask. I need to ask the question, and I'm not trying to be funny or anything like that, but someone, when we were talking about incest, they said they brought up Nicole Icon. They said that she had slept with her mentally challenged brother or something like that.
What?
Yeah, someone posted that in the chat room.
That is so sad that the girl should say anything about anybody.
That's so fierce.
They said that. They said she spoke about it on here before.
Wow. I never heard that.
Jesus.
Where did you see this at?
I seen it in the chat room.
Oh, she's a baby. Them chat room girls are so fierce.
They are something else.
Those girls are so late. That was a late to say.
Yeah. That was really fierce.
Yeah. I mean, Kelly, does she have a mentally challenged brother or something like that?
Wow.
I'm saving all my showing out for the cameras.
Uh-huh.
God. How many people heard Kelly Rowland's new song, Dirty Laundry?
I heard it.
Which
that Dirty Laundry song is a mess.
I heard it
today, Jasmine.
You know, Kelly, you know that child unfriended me.
What child unfriended you?
That child whose picture I sent you, but even though it wasn't her.
The one you sent me in my inbox that you showed me that I got?
Not the dark-skinned child, the other child. Were
you
going to leave that child alone that day?
The big child?
Yeah.
Oh, so it wasn't her?
No. I ain't talking about the big child. Oh, shit. I forgot about her. No, I ain't talking about her. I was talking about the child. Did you say leave that, the child got alopecia or something like that?
Oh, shit. Oh, you was friends with that child?
Yeah, I was friends with her.
Oh, mistake. No.
But you know what? Dexter had her on the wall, though, first, honey. But you know.
Child.
Y'all is a mess. I'm looking at Mona. Shout out to Mona, honey. I don't know if you're still listening. Girl, this you posted is a kiki. Shout out to Kelly Mizrahi. Girl, you is a mess with the quote. Y'all really be carrying.
Oh, Lord. Oh, well, Naima,
hey.
I'm going to have to call you, Naima.
Okay.
Because you can't call me, honey. I'm off.
Oh, you got my cell phone number, right?
Yeah, honey. I got it in my cell phone, honey. I'll call you from the house phone. It's going to be a blocked number.
Well,
why is that
blocked?
What?
I said, well, you need to unblock it.
My house phone number comes up blocked.
Okay, so *82 unblocks it.
Baby, I don't unblock my house number. That's why I have my house number like that. So it comes up blocked whenever I call anybody.
Does anyone know what's going on with the IRS? I hear they're running shows with the, I think, reporters and stuff like that, and people, and I think political people or whatever, the congressmen, I think. Does anyone know anything about that?
No, I don't know.
They were checking their text messages and all of that, their records and stuff.
They've been able to do that. They can't check their emails.
But the president was very upset about it.
Oh.
No, I didn't hear about that.
So you calling me after the show is over? I'm Ken.
Oh, yeah, honey, I'm gagging.
Who's going to Atlanta this weekend?
Not me.
I'm thinking about it.
What's going on in Atlanta this weekend?
I'm afraid the Levant World Domination Ball.
Oh.
Girl.
Well, I don't think Mother's going to make it.
Mother who?
Whoever's getting beat right now, child.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, y'all fell out.
What are y'all looking at?
That just came out of left field, though.
She might make it. It's only a physical. It's only a fight. But she can trade over that money around and all down there. That's not going to stop her.
Know the girls to know the girls. The girls will come out the next day,
yeah,
bitch.
Man.
They will come out. Let that would have happened Friday, and some of the girls will come out right on Saturday, bitch, with the glasses on and the hat and everything. You'll gag.
Oh, I know.
I was just carrying on. I know. They definitely
will. I about
to
say, yeah, the girls on Astro sure enough no function better than Blue, baby. Definitely don't lie.
Even if they got to come through with an ice pack, honey. It'll be all right.
Oh, they don't. You're not gonna know that they was beat, baby. Okay, you're not gonna know.
But even if you did, you're not gonna feel sorry for them until you get them full. I know a lot of girls that get full on sympathy.
I think it's just a horrible situation.
I'm hungry.
I need to go downstairs and tie me a vittle. Oh, a vittle? What's a vittle, Naima?
A little light.
Yeah, a little light like me on honey, a little vittle.
All right. A vittle,
smack.
A little tender vittle.
Yeah. Okay, bitch. Since I heard that word in so long.
You going to cook me a steak, Naima, for your vittle?
Yes, Amaya, I need to get me a vittle.
A little vittle, bitch.
Yeah.
Naima, what you cooking?
Huh?
What you about to cook, a steak?
No, don't try it over there.
No, this, you do be 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock in the morning, talking about, ooh, I'm grilling that steak.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and I do, honey, and I will eat it and enjoy it.
Yes, you do.
Okay.
But no, I probably go there and fix me a little, I think I got some roasted turkey lunch meat in there, so I'll probably make me a little turkey and cheese, so I'm put the bread inside the little toaster oven and warm it up and melt the cheese on there and then put the, you know, the nice turkey on there and everything.
What do y'all think about them bringing the Avengers to primetime TV, to ABC?
Oh, wow. I look forward to that.
Oh, wow. Really? I didn't hear that.
Oh, I heard
that. The Shield.
Yeah, Avengers?
The Shield. You know, the place where Nick Fury works and where... they got Tony Stark's father. They all ran the organization, the Shield. They kind of brought together the Avengers. They're going to have that on ABC. I think it's coming in the fall.
Wow, that should be hot.
Kelly.
Yes.
Did you know George is having a Kiki function tonight?
Yes, I know. I was on the phone with him yesterday. I was on the phone with him yesterday for 3 hours. Why y'all giving it like that?
Is
Light Skin listening to the show tonight, Kelly?
I don't know. Light Skin called me earlier, but my phone was in my pocketbook, so I don't know if he's listening to the show. But it's a bunch of private numbers up here, honey.
Kelly, when are you planning on walking? When is your next function? Are you waiting for a function to walk, or when are you planning on walking?
I plan on walking when I finish getting my weight down and I get my teeth done.
Oh.
Ooh.
All right. I hear that.
I will never hit the back of the floor half ass to give these girls any reason, even though, you know, they still chop me anyway. But, you know, I'm about to get my, you know, I'm about to finish my stuff, so I'll be gracing the girls, you know, soon.
I hear that.
Where's Jason at?
Nigga called live.
Oh, his call's there, Jason.
I'm here.
Hello, you coming to LA in July? Kelly?
What are you doing, Jason?
I don't know yet.
What you say?
What are you doing?
Looking at Scandal.
Are you watching it again?
Uh-huh.
I think I'm going to watch it again, too, before I go to sleep.
That's what I have said. I need
Jason,
to watch it at least a couple of times.
Jason, you didn't fix yourself a vittle today?
What'd you say, Naima?
I said you didn't fix yourself a vittle today. You know, you be saying that sometimes to me.
Yes, ma'am.
I don't get it.
Wow.
So anybody that was 24, the TV show 24 fan, she will be back next May.
I never really watched that.
You know know what was a good series, Jasmine? You know what was a good series? And if anybody has a Hulu account, if y'all never seen this, you know, you could go look it up and watch it or whatever, because they got all of the seasons on there. And I had recast the all of the seasons, I think, like last year or whatever. And it was still really, really good, even once I recast it again. They used to come on Fox a couple years ago, and it was called Prison Break.
Prison Break is amazing.
I didn't watch Prison Break.
Yes, I love Prison Break.
Kelly, you said 24 is coming back on? Yeah, 24 is coming back next year, next May. It's going to come on, and it's coming on for the summer, actually. Fox is trying something new, but they're bringing the series back next May.
This
May? I love 24.
Yeah, that's my show. 24 was really, really good.
Speaking of a really good movie, this movie right here called Looper is good. I'm watching. I've been watching it now since I've been on the phone.
Yeah, I've seen Looper.
Yeah, whatever.
Huh?
She watching Bigfoot.
I ain't seen nothing about no Bigfoot. Now don't try, cause I can get in my car and come down there to you.
She ain't got to watch no motherfucking Bigfoot on TV. All she got to do is look down at the foot of her bed.
Not too much over there, Kelly, okay? Not too much.
Okay.
Do y'all watch L.A. Here? It's a reality show.
I do. It's coming back on in 2 weeks.
Yes, I can't wait, honey.
But I didn't see the other black cunt in none of the promos. Did she fire her?
Oh, you talking about the one who
The one that didn't eat here.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's disrespectful.
She
I think she did. Yeah.
Because I see her. I see her in none of the promos.
But we need Angela. We need Angela. Angela gets the party started.
Yeah. Angela definitely brings this to that motherfucking show, Mistake. Oh, girl, baby, I love LA hair, Mistake. I want to go let Kim do my hair, Mistake. But bitch, she charged $6 for a full sewing.
Yeah, you coming out of your pocket for that, huh?
Mistake, girl, but they have me on LA here, Mistake, pushing Miss Angela throw, honey, okay? Mistake, yeah, take me down to the district, Mistake, get me $6, Mistake, girl. How much is it? Her, take my car away, harder. I got a course of
You watch that, Naima? You ever seen that show?
No, I never seen it.
Oh, you need to catch it, honey. It's cute.
It's like a call up. I saw this Dorsey AP on reality TV, bitch. It was just him made no shit.
Oh, shit. Naima, they put a picture of you in the chat room.
No, they didn't.
Yes, they did. Mona put a picture of you up.
Oh, I'm going to the chat room because she's day trying it. And then she wonder why hold on, let me see first before I get ready to read. Harry and the Hendersons. Oh, she tried that. Oh, her late ass. She tried that, honey. Tell her get on the phone and reveal herself.
Baby.
Morticia just put up, child.
Kelly, you better really call me when the show was over, honey, because I will get the number from Dawson and call you.
Dawson doesn't have the house number. Only two people got star 82 with the house number.
Well, I know the Midwest don't have it.
Nobody, bitch. Bitch, please. The only person that's a girl that has my number, and she's not even a girl, Mistake, is my sister. Baby, the girls don't get my house number, bitch. That's why it's blocked. So I don't have to use my cell phone in the house. I can call the girls, honey, and it comes up blocked. And I hit them up on Facebook and be like, bitch, answer your phone. I'm about to call you.
So it's T that you get ready to call me with?
No. I was calling about that picture, but I know the T now about the picture. I thought you was talking about that other picture.
Ooh, why Mona wants them to knock Erica's teeth out? What's going on?
Oh, God.
mistake. First is a mass mistake, okay?
Ooh, baby.
I need that video to come through, bitch.
You need to go to Mona's page. Mona got the picture up on her page.
A what?
What picture?
Of Erica Kane with a knock, but look like her forehead busted open. Oh, my God.
That's not her.
Oh.
I want me a little sock puppet named Lamb Chop so I can have, so I can say to her.
I'm going to fuck you up, Mona. You just wait till I find out who you really are.
You know what?
Did she really got it on there?
No.
Somebody inboxed me yesterday, honey. But I forgot to talk about it on the show, Miss Day. Miss Laura Spears has been MIA, Miss Day. Since her wig was snatched off.
What? Well, you know, honey, all in the room, they saying that that it's your girlfriend.
My girlfriend, Alexa?
Mm-hmm.
I did see that, but I also saw Laura Spears posting messages while me and Alexa in the room full of people were all talking about it. So, I mean, whether it's like a double thing or what, I'm not going to say it's Alexa because I don't believe so, and I've seen that it's not, but, you know, girls can say what they want to. I mean, I don't want to be attacked, so I don't know what the fuck's going on, to be honest. I get it back enough, Miss Thing, like Miss Day, so I don't know what's going on.
Well, I tell you one thing, you know,
whether it's
her or if it's not, whatever. All I know is Laura has been like, I tell you one thing, if it's not her.
Well, I just looked on her page. She said her account has been blocked until Monday.
Yeah, well, I mean, even before her account got blocked, I mean, for her to pay it and let Paris Jackson, honey, get her on up out of that official ballroom, you know, that's just like, I don't know.
But Kelly, even when Laura's account has been blocked before, she would come back as her sister, as a mother, as a grand cousin, as somebody. She was always in there as another Spears. She was never gone this long.
I don't really think it matters who she is. I mean, shit, we all live for Laura Spears anyway, regardless of who she is. I mean, that's the same thing like Regina George and the other profile before that. So everybody, you know, people get, you know, into who they want to get into until they're the ones being attacked.
But I think Paris Jackson is Johnny, so no shade.
If it is her mistake, why would she use a cute picture like that?
And then, mind you, you got a little name Jackson. No shame. But that last name just built it.
I think it's her because if it's not her, then it's definitely somebody else who Laura Spears read, and they just got it out. But it's just the way that the chat, who Paris Jackson be reading, going off and just over and over again. It's just like, bitch, you done beaten this dead horse. You done sent it to the glue factory and everything, honey. Like, I mean, it just give me very Johnny's tease. You don't know shade to Johnny's or whatever like that. But it just give me very.
Said, I want to send a 40 to all the fake profiles memories.
Well, it's the same way as whoever posted that video of her. That wasn't Paris Jackson.
Right.
Kelly, we need to do a cleanup in the room for the people that didn't vote for Candace.
Oh, baby, don't worry, baby. I'm gonna be up tomorrow, honey. The girls are gonna gag, honey.
So if the girls find out who this Laura Spears really is, what are they going to do? They're going to beat her?
No.
They all live for her. So they just, child, everybody live for her.
So they just want to know who it is. That's it.
Right. It's just so ironic
that when the tea was spilled, whether it's false tea or not, that, you know, it's been, like, mighty quiet, like, you know, and, you know, since it was supposed to have been allegedly.
Okay, well, since y'all want to know who Laura Spears is, I want to tell y'all who Laura Spears is. Laura Spears is no other than myself.
A girl.
Oh.
Oh, please. No, ma'am. Conductive reasoning will let me know that that's not you.
Maybe.
I believe
that. Oh, honey, I voted for all nine of my fake profiles, honey, okay?
We
my girl Candace tonight.
Laura was posting tea, Kelly. That ain't no for bitch. I know that. We done been together while Laura was posting tea.
Y'all got to get into Kelly's post that she made about Erica and how many people actually liked that post and that child got attacked.
What child?
Yeah, you can't see it. Uh-huh, Erica. Mm-hmm.
Now, you know what it is, Naima. People don't like posts.
I don't know what y'all talking about. What posts?
And
when you was like, when you was like,
you talking about Erica getting beat up or whatever.
She just got beat out of her wig and shoes. And
it's a million. You got a million likes and a whole bunch of comments. But if you talk about anything else, nobody says shit.
Well, you know, the girls don't like, baby, the girls don't like positivity. I mean, the girls like what they like, Miss Day, so you have to entertain them, Miss Day.
Speaking of Sean, is Sean still on his phone?
Yeah, I am.
Uh-huh. I had made a post the other day.
Oh, here we go.
And being that I know that you haven't revealed who you are on Facebook or anything like that, I just wanted to know, what did you think about this post I had made? And it said, hold on, no, I'm trying to find it right now for you. Hold on, because it definitely got a lot of comments to it. I definitely came in there and broke the
name. Naima, we ain't got all night.
Wait a minute, I'm scrolling down to it. Wait a minute, Callie, because see, you didn't even comment on it, okay?
No comment on motherfucking shit, bitch.
Anywho,
let me hit my assistant up. I gotta hit my assistant up so they can start commenting on stuff.
Basically, in a nutshell, I had made a post, right, just to see, you know, where the girls' head was at or whatever, you know, and just to see if I could stir some shit up. And it said, religious wars are basically people killing each other over who has the better imaginary friend. Your thoughts on that?
Imaginary friends. I'm not delusional with anything, so I don't know what you know what you like to carry, and you're gonna get me going before this show cut off. So
no, I was just simply asking you a question. Now to carry would be if I knew your page on Facebook and I sent you a video and I wanted you to watch it all the way through. That
you know what? You know what?
Carry.
Check this out. We gonna do. I can do it better than that. When you coming back to Brooklyn?
Probably by the end of this month.
Okay, so we can meet on the corner somewhere, wherever in your neighborhood. You still live in Flatbush somewhere?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So you
well,
just
wait,
let
why
me know.
You gotta come meet me? I mean, I could just send you the video.
Okay. All right. Well, you know.
I mean, well, you want to meet me in person, then I'll show it to you on a computer.
Naima, you might have just missed out on you a free steak then, honey.
Oh, so you and Naima go chain?
No, nothing like that. No, we just going to talk or whatever. That's it. I would like to have a conversation one-on-one. That's it.
Okay, that's fine, and I'll definitely pick you up on that. But in order for me, for anything like that to exchange, I would have to have some type of number. I would have to have some type of communication or something like that.
Okay, well, you
we just can't
that.
Correspond on the radio show and everybody be in the tea. If you want to meet up somewhere or whatever like that, you would have to hit me up.
Yeah, we can do that without a problem.
Oh, baby. Mm.
We could go to Starbucks, honey, and have us a lovely old coffee. We could go have dinner somewhere and chop it up. And let's see if you still had the same brain capacity of thinking,
Dog,
honey, when
careful.
I show you a couple of things.
Oh, really? Not
Dog,
even really.
Be careful.
No, because I got a video. I'm serious. It's
love each other.
Huh? What'd you say, James?
I'm Sean. Why? Oh, you want to get your Facebook together?
I do have it. You gotta. The thing about it is, when you, I am like, I'm really a private person, so you know, it's kind of hard for me to like open up that door. Because when I open up that door, then you know, I'm sort of not ready for all of that you guys go through. You know what I'm saying? So I'm that kind of person.
Well, you can still send me a
so
private
everybody,
message.
So everybody that's listening, Sean is really Laura Spears.
Anywho,
and if
Sean,
I were, you would gag, honestly.
Well, anywho, either way, Sean, if you want to meet up, that's fine. We can meet up. We can go to Starbucks. We can go wherever you want to go ahead to go eat and chop it up.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Sean, you be careful, boo.
Women, excuse me?
Naima got alternative motives.
Okay,
it's a setup, Sean. It's a setup.
I'm definitely not going to make him a new creature in Christ. We're just going to have a conversation, honey, and we're going to talk it out.
That's how it always started, a conversation.
Jason, I will get in the car and I will throw a brick at your window.
Okay. And you on this radio show talk about throwing bricks at my window. So if a brick is thrown at my window in the next 48 hours.
See, Naima, you done set yourself up. Because now that person that they put his torch out mistake and go past and throw that brick mistake. Excuse me.
Naima, now how are you going to make me a new creature in Christ?
Anywho,
she gonna make you squeal. She gonna make you squeal like a pig.
You have to send me a message. Something.
Okay. All right. So what's your name on Facebook? What's your full name?
Naima Hayden.
Okay. All right. I got that.
And so Sean, you don't come out. You don't indulge in the girls?
I do. I do come out.
I have a question.
Do
you live in Brooklyn?
Yes, I do.
You live off of Ridge Boulevard?
Oh. I live off of Ridge Boulevard.
He lives in that area, sister. I know where you're going.
Yeah, I live in that area, yeah.
He lives in that area, sister. I know where you're going, sister. My sister's a badass bitch.
Now, go ahead. What else you got? What else, Jasmine?
Sister!
What carrier is he carrying?
Hello?
Yeah.
Oh, I got the tea. So, I got this other... In the meantime, because, you know, I'm an old school girl, I caught it. I got this little sign on my page that says, weed, drugs, clothes, and swag does not make you a boss. Diplomas, degrees, and jobs do.
That's right. I agree with that.
What was that Butch Queen name that Erica cut last night? Because somebody, they took the picture down. I need to get his name.
Jasmine, why you ask me that question?
Sean.
We about to get the white man.
Hello.
Yes, Jasmine.
Yeah.
So, Jasmine, are we going to have